Breaking news this hour from townhall.com. I'm Bob Agnew in Washington. Speaker Mike Johnson flips the script on Democrat leaders with a staunch warning against a government shutdown.
Speaker Mike Johnson released a memo earlier this week highlighting past year's comments by Senate Democrats warning of the pitfalls of a government shutdown. Johnson wrote, quote, "Senate Democrats who used to warn that shutdowns would hurt seniors, veterans, and working families are now threatening to force one unless Congress repeals a working families tax cut, restores taxpayer-funded health care for illegal aliens, and sends $500 million to leftist news outlets, among other partisan spending demands." Bernie Bennett, Washington.
During a bilateral meeting with the Turkish president at the White House on Thursday, President Trump said he does not want the shooting at the ICE facility in Dallas to lead to still more political violence.
The radical left Democrats are causing this problem, and it gets worse, and it'll be a point where other people won't take it anymore, and that will not be good for the radical left, and we don't want that.
Erica Kirk, the widow of Turning Point USA founder Charlie Kirk, will be on national radio today. Kirk will appear on her late husband's Salem Radio Network talk show, beginning at 1 p.m. Eastern Time, and heard on many of these same stations. President Trump has signed an executive order that puts TikTok in American control. We'll get more details on the president fulfilling his promise from correspondent Greg Clugston.
The executive order allows TikTok to continue operating in the U.S. by shifting China-based control of the video sharing app to American investors. President Trump said he discussed the deal with Chinese President Xi.
We talked about TikTok and he gave us the go-ahead. You know, it's run by American investors and American companies.
Vice President Vance said there was some resistance from China, but that Americans can use TikTok with confidence that their data will be secure. Greg Clugston, The White House.
More on these stories at townhall.com.
Nearly 2 years ago, terrorists murdered over 1,200 innocent Israelis and took 250 hostage. Today, the cries of the dead and dying seem drowned out by the shouts of anti-Semitic hatred. The most brutal attack on the Jewish people since the Holocaust is already fading from memory. Yet as the world tries to look away, a light breaks through the darkness. Christians are speaking out in love and support for Israel. United in faith, they will boldly stand with Israel this October, joining a growing movement, the International Fellowship of Christians and Jews, Flags of Fellowship. Flags of Fellowship unites churches all over America, planting over 1 million Israeli flags across our land. Together, we will combat hate and the scourge of anti-Semitism one flag at a time, and through our prayers, we can save lives, bring hope, and be part of seeing a brighter future unfold. This October, please join this historic movement by donating your flag today. Raise your voice, declare your stand, and show the world that Israel is not alone. Visit ifcj.org. That's ifcj.org.
Good morning, and thank God it's Friday. It's a 6:03 Talk Radio 680 WCBM. We are the Morning Drive with Casey and Elliot, and of course with Chuck Whitaker, traffic and weather on the threes.
We just cleared a wreck that was on the Capitol Beltway for about 45 minutes. Outer loop at Wisconsin Avenue. At one point, it had two lanes blocked. Then it went down to one. Now it has cleared, but I'm not sure we're going to recover. Pretty good slowdown right in that area from New Hampshire Avenue around to the Mormon Temple, but we'll keep an eye on it. But at least right now, it is off the roadway. 695 looks good. JFX is clear, and at least right now for the early ride, no problems at all. We're good to go south at both the harbor tunnels. I'm Chuck Whitaker with traffic and weather on the threes on Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
Your Fox 45 forecast. We are drying things out today with some sunshine returning. Otherwise, still warm with highs in the low 80s. Partly cloudy and comfortable tonight, too, with lows in the mid-60s. From the Fox 45 Weather Authority, I'm meteorologist Amy Aronson for Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
Right now, Reisterstown has 63 degrees on Valley 69 on Talk Radio 680 WCBM. Good morning. I'm Bruce Elliott, and now the news continues on The Morning Drive with Casey and Elliott. A Maryland senator reacting to the Office of Management and Budget memo directing federal agencies to consider mass layoffs if Congress does not reach a funding agreement by September 30th. Chris Van Hollen says President Trump is engaging in, quote, mafia-style blackmail, end quote, with his threats ultimately harming the American people. Thursday's bail review hearing for the Timonium man accused of killing his ex-wife was rescheduled and will take place today. 65-year-old Carl Geiger, accused of killing his 69-year-old ex-wife Patricia Geiger in her Oakcroft home in September 15th. They, by the way, shared that home. The Carroll County Board of Commissioners is supporting landowners who are fighting the Maryland Piedmont Reliability Project. The board has filed a friend of the court brief with the U.S. Court of Appeals for the Fourth Circuit. The brief urges the panel to reverse a lower court ruling granting an injunction that allows PSEG to enter and remain on private property for environmental testing. An investigation is currently underway after a man was shot in Baltimore's Northeast District yesterday afternoon. Police called to an area hospital at around 4:30 p.m. after a man turned up with a gunshot wound. According to police, the victim was shot at the 4900 block of Frankfort Avenue. No update on the victim's condition. And the three-day Ocean's Calling Festival begins today in Ocean City. All-star lineup of bands including Green Day, Fall Out Boy, Lenny Kravitz, Weezer, and dozens more. The gates open at noon. The festival runs through Sunday night with multiple stages, local food vendors, and the Atlantic Ocean as the backdrop. 605 on WCVM, Talk Radio 680, WCVM, pick 3, lottery number 369, pick 4, 7721, and next, it's Stein on Sports.
Nothing can be more frustrating than working hard your entire life, saving as much as possible, then watching your money go down right before retirement. Mike Kinnett, Ryan Herbert, and the team at ProStatus Financial can help. They're going to sit down with you personally to create a complete retirement plan, which includes the 401k x-ray, income analyzer, tax planning analysis, and estate plan review. This is up to a $2,500 value, and it's complimentary for the next five callers who have at least $500,000 saved for retirement. Congratulations, you've done a great job of saving. Now, call 866-597-1040 and let the team at ProStatus Financial help you protect, grow, and distribute your wealth in the most tax-efficient manner possible. Call ProStatus Financial today at 866-597-1040. That's 866-597-1040. Advisory services offered through ProStatus Group, LLC, a registered investment advisor, insurance license in Maryland.
Now, Gary Stein on sports.
605 Sports is brought to you by the Comfort Guys. That's Farnan and Dermer, keeping your home warm all winter long. And the Orioles saved the best for last yesterday at Camden Yards.
They have never led.
Dylan Beavers absolutely destroyed. The first pitch of the last home game of the season in the bottom of the ninth. Dylan Beavers demolition derby.
Kevin Brown with the call on Masson. Dylan Beavers' solo shot was the game winner and closes the curtain at home for the Birds. 6-5 was the final over the Rays yesterday. After the game, Beavers said it was all a blur.
Yeah, it was incredible. I kind of blacked out. I hit it and then I don't really remember all until they threw me that helmet, the Ravens helmet, but it was awesome.
You ever score with wearing a helmet before?
A regular helmet, not a Ravens helmet now.
Quite a scene at home plate when Beavers was tossed that Ravens helmet by the team and crossed the plate to a Gatorade bath. Ravens will enter Arrowhead on Sunday afternoon, bruised and battered, with at least five starters unlikely to play, and perhaps as many as seven. No pity, though, says defensive coordinator Zach Orr.
What are we going to do about it? You know, you either soak and let it get you down and lay in it, or you're going to get up, pick yourself up, and figure it out. And the group of people we have in this organization, group people we have in that defensive room, we're going to figure it out.
Vegas believes in the Ravens, installing them as a 2.5-point favorite on the road. Coming up in 30 minutes, the Ryder Cup, 60 minutes away. And that is Stein on Sports.
Did you know Farnan and Dermer are HVAC pros? Being Maryland's oldest and best, they're family-owned and operated since 1902. Winter cold doesn't stand a chance. So if it's time for a new heating system, they make it easy. 0% financing up to 60 months, plus rebates up to $7,000. And don't forget that tax credit, $2,000 you get. But it goes away at the end of this year. Call 410-367-7777. That's Farnan and Dermer, the comfort guys that you can trust.
From Dundalk to the boardwalk, from Pikesville to Parkville, this is the right choice for Maryland.
Talk Radio 680, WCBM.
Gentlemen, start your engines.
Morning Drive with Casey and Elliot starts now on Talk Radio 680 and 99.9 FM in Harford County.
Talk
Top of the morning to you. Welcome back. This is The Morning Drive with Casey and Elliot on Talk Radio 680, WCBM 99.9 FM in Harford County. The right choice for Maryland. It is a Friday, September the 26th, 2025. I'm Sean Casey.
And I'm Bruce Elliott.
Coming up with the program this morning, Mayor BS says Trump's obsessed with Baltimore when it comes to the National Guard. Former DOJ whistleblower is claiming something about Jeffrey Epstein. The story just won't go away. But our top story here today, a major, at least first step victory for President Trump against the conspiracy theories and the lawfare that was perpetuated against him by a former FBI director, James Comey. The Justice Department announcing yesterday that in spite of the deep state protection of him in the Justice Department, James Comey, who helped perpetrate the Crossfire hurricane fraud on the American people in an attempt to destroy President Trump, has been indicted by a grand jury in Alexandria, Virginia. The charges relate to Comey's sworn testimony before the U.S. Senate September 30th, 2020. The five-year statute of limitations was due to expire next Tuesday. Comey had testified remotely from his home in Virginia, fortunately making the Eastern District of Virginia the venue for the trial and not Washington, D.C.
Interesting, yeah.
Yeah. So that's huge. The FBI opened up an investigation to Comey and his corrupt sidekick, John Brennan. And the indictment accuses Comey of falsely stating to a U.S. senator during a Senate Judiciary Committee hearing that he had not authorized someone else of the FBI to be an anonymous source in news reports. Remember the leak? Comey previously had testified he did not leak or authorize leaks to the media pertaining to either the Trump or Hillary Clinton investigations. He stood by that testimony, and here is Senator Ted Cruz questioning him.
To another topic. On May 3rd, 2017... in this committee, Chairman Grassley asked you point blank, quote, have you ever been an anonymous source in news reports about matters relating to the Trump investigation or the Clinton investigation? You responded under oath, quote, never. He then asked you, quote, have you ever authorized someone else at the FBI to be an anonymous source in news reports about the Trump investigation or the Clinton administration? You responded again under oath, no. Now, as you know, Mr. McCabe, who works for you, has publicly and repeatedly stated that he leaked information to the Wall Street Journal and that you were directly aware of it and that you directly authorized it. Now, what Mr. McCabe is saying and what you testified to this committee cannot both be true. One or the other is false. Who's telling the truth?
I can only speak to my testimony. I stand by what the testimony you summarized that I gave in May of 2017.
So your testimony is you've never authorized anyone to leak. And Mr. McCabe, if he says contrary, is not telling the truth. Is that correct?
Again, I'm not going to characterize Andy's testimony, but mine is the same today.
So the Columbia professor, Daniel Richmond,
yep,
who leaked it to the New York Times, there's a witness here. It's not he said, there is a witness to this, and that may be what cooks Jim Comey's goose. We'll hear from him. He's responded to the charges coming up in just a second.
One of his favorite dishes happens to be cooked goose. It's Chuck Whitaker. Traffic and weather on the threes, Charles.
That happened many years
ago. Many years ago. Yeah.
Yeah. And I don't even want to go into it. I may start crying.
No farm animals were used in this particular program.
But they're standing by just in case. The southbound right two with the Fort McHenry Tunnel, a little busy there, but nothing major. All four lanes are open. Everybody's in the green. You look overhead, there's all the green arrows. We like that, and we can see everybody's moving right along. The Old Harbor Tunnel coming south from Eastern Avenue, still a good pace there. It's always a little bit better on Friday, it seems like, so we'll take advantage of that. Beltway is still clear. Hard Road, the inner loop at Green Spring, coming down the west side, no problems at all, and a good run through Annapolis right now. We're in the clear between the Bay Bridge, the Severn River Bridge, and over towards I-97. I'm Chuck Whitaker with traffic and weather on the threes on Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
Your Fox 45 Weather Authority forecast. Today is going to dry out, partly sunny, and 82 tomorrow. Starts cloudy, chance for a scattered shower by afternoon, then steadier rain by tomorrow night, and we'll be in the mid-70s. So we've got a little bit of a wet pattern going on here. Right now, partly cloudy, 65 in Columbia, 69 in cloudy in Annapolis. Time for some one-liner news. A man already in prison has been sentenced to 80 years after the inmate built two bombs while behind bars, mailed them to the courthouse, and to the Department of Justice.
Wow.
The good news of this is the U.S. Postal Service really does respect the privacy of your packages.
That's nice.
Jeez. Can you imagine?
No.
While in prison.
Yeah.
How did it get out? I mean, you know, that somebody would check it, would you
somebody
think?
Talked.
Yeah, somebody got paid off.
Yeah.
You better believe it.
South Korea's National Assembly passed a bill that will legalize tattooing, lifting decades-old restrictions that pushed most of the industry there underground. Meanwhile, in North Korea, you can't even get ink.
Yeah.
You know, so...
Except for dinner.
Exactly.
Yeah, it's a favorite drink over ice.
New York City's high-profile rat czar, her name is Kathleen Karate, stepping down after 2 years, city officials announced. But there's still rats in New York City, but they're no longer carrying whole slices of pizza.
Mm-hmm. Yes. The classic shot.
I have a suggestion. How about Kathy Hochul for that job?
Yeah.
You know?
Like she's got a nice overbite. She could handle it.
I'd like to see Elise Stefanik be elected governor there and make Kathy the rat czar.
Sure.
All she has to do is poke her head in a rat hole, and they'll go screaming.
You guys are so cruel.
Starbucks is trimming its staff again, announcing plans to lay off 900 more office workers and close some North American stores. They're shifting focus to the cafes. I guess Duncan just picked up like 900 new customers.
Yeah.
Gerald Ford's would-be assassin, Sarah Jane Moore, has died.
Squeaky.
Just 2 days after the 50th anniversary of her attempt on the president's life. She just turned 95.
Wow, 95?
So, yeah. This is Squeaky Fromm.
Yeah.
This is Sarah Jane Moore. This is a different
one. Oh, it's a different one.
Yeah, this is a different one. She's the one that shot and missed.
Right. Yeah. Got it. Yeah.
So she said she had, in an interview just a couple days ago, said she had a burning desire to kill Ford because everybody in San Francisco did. Oh. Now she's just burning. Sorry.
Right. Yeah. Somewhere.
Yeah, right. Somewhere. Yeah. You know? But she basically, it made, you look at it, another radical leftist, attempted assassination.
Yeah.
And this was, you know, 50, 60 years ago.
Hey, listen to this. Think about this. Go back and look. All the people, the high people, like the president, things like that, every one of those Republicans.
Yeah, except for Kennedy.
Yeah, Kennedy, yeah. Right.
Right.
Yeah. But he had a different thing there, because Johnson was after him.
He could have been a Republican, you know?
Yeah.
So, exactly.
He but was Johnson wanted that job.
Right, exactly.
And his boys wanted to be in Vietnam, and that was the end of that.
So if I asked you to mention a Beatles song that had the word walrus in it, what would you say?
I am the walrus.
But there are two others.
Are there really?
There are two others that mention walrus. So the first one was Glass Onion from the White Album.
One must ask, why would you have this in your brain this
because
morning?
I just, you know, it just...
It's the way the brain works.
It does. Because we thought the walrus was Chuck.
Yes.
And then we found out the walrus was Paul.
Right.
Yes.
How many songs will we use the word broccoli in them? That's Monday here.
I don't remember any song, Beatles songs, with the word broccoli.
No.
I don't.
There was a great Saturday Night Live song with broccoli in it.
Right. But not that.
Chopping broccoli.
All right, so this man's in his element this morning. Ryder Cup begins in about 42 minutes.
Yep.
And he's going to be really challenged today. We'll see, you know, the content, the quality of the traffic reports here today, because he's going to be distracted.
Oh. Let me just say this. You won't know the difference.
I won't know the difference.
You won't know, because you don't know every day.
Does that mean you don't pay attention every day?
You don't know every day what I do, whether it's true or not.
You get in trouble if you don't pay attention.
I do know when the cameras are down.
That's fine, but you're not going to know it today. Just today I'm in a good mood.
That's because of the Ryder Cup.
I have my Ryder Cup shirt on.
The controversy was whether or not they were going to get paid. Did you see that?
They got paid. They got $200,000 each.
Right, but then are they giving it to charity now?
They gave $300,000 to charity, $200,000 to each player, but some of the players gave their $200,000 to charity as well.
But not all the players.
No.
Do we know which players did not give to charity?
I'm trying to find that out.
Oh, okay.
Like I said on Facebook, they're poor little rich boys, you know.
Exactly.
So in other words, we need $200,000 more. Oh.
You need to know who had the extra $200,000 because you figure to hit them up? Is that do I understand that
no,
right?
No, I'd like to smack them in the mouth.
Oh, I see.
I don't think you're playing for your country. You should get paid.
Well, I'm rooting for Bryson DeChambeau. Of course, you're rooting for the USA, but I want to see Bryson do really well.
I'll tell you what, I'm concerned about. He's wild.
He's wild.
He hits that ball so hard, he has no idea a lot of times where the hell it's going. I'm serious. And that rough, when you get off those fairways, some of those fairways up there are not very, that's the one of the hardest golf courses in the country.
I bet, Paige.
There's a big sign when you walk in there and said, if you're not a perfectionist player, you know, basically not the same words, you know, you can't play here. You just
I thought
can't.
The sign was abandoned all old.
Well, wait, time out. Time out. Can you play there?
Yep.
You can play. Oh, have you played?
I mean, not now, but I could back in the day.
Have you played there?
I have not.
You have not.
My
but when you say back in the day, what, 30, 40 years ago?
When I was in my 30s, I could play that course. My neighbor next
that
door
long ago?
Was the my neighbor next door was the head starter for Bethpage Black for 20 years.
Wow. Okay.
Wow.
So it's a tough course of what you're telling us.
Yeah, but I'm just telling you, DeChambeau is a little wild. Colin Morikawa will probably fold. Some of these younger guys, if the you know what starts hitting the fan, you know, Europe could jump on this.
So you think Europe's going to win?
I think Europe has an attitude.
So you know. Basically you're anti-American then, is that what you hear?
No, I'm not saying that. I have a Stars and Stripes shirt on, Mr. Elliott. So both of you can blow it right out of your looks you want to blow it out of.
It looks like the one that was flying over Fort McHenry.
Yeah, it's just a little smaller.
But in a larger size.
My whole body's wrapped in it. I couldn't even hardly get up the steps.
All right, Chuck.
I look like Lois Lane in a tight skirt.
We're off here and running this morning.
That's awful, isn't it?
Off here and stumbling.
6:21, 21 minutes after the hour, we'll get Donald Trump and Comey's reaction to the indictment coming up in a moment here on The Morning Drive with Casey and Elliot.
The Pennsylvania Dutch Market in Cockeysville is having a spectacular pig roast September 19th and 20th. But there's never a time for the moment when you arrive. The aroma will have your mouth watering. Freshly roasted pork, daily caught seafood, homemade desserts that taste just like mom made, and so much more. While you're there, stop by Twin Brooks Furniture for incredible ideas and unbeatable value. Open Thursday and Friday 9 to 6 and Saturdays 8 to 4. Start a new tradition with your family at Pennsylvania Dutch Market, York Road in Cockeysville.
Joe Hartman here, owner of Perry Hall Investment Group. Now is a great time to sell your unwanted property for top dollar with no commissions or fees. Call me today at 410-989-5200. That's 410-989-5200.
Do you own a business? Do you want to attract new customers to your business? WCBM can help take your business to new heights with a comprehensive advertising campaign with our station. At WCBM, we can design an effective advertising campaign utilizing radio ads, digital ads, and social media. Your account executive at WCBM is an expert in creating a customized campaign that will deliver results. Visit WCBM.com or call to get started on your advertising campaign today.
The views and opinions you hear on Talk Radio 680 WCBM and WCBM.com are not necessarily those of the owners, management, employees, and advertisers of WCBM.
Talk Radio 680 WCBM, The Morning Drive with Casey and Elliot at 6:23. Traffic and weather on the threes all morning long. Chuck Whitaker.
Right, we're up in the area around the construction, and it looks like they're setting it up. They're not blocking a lane yet, but they're definitely there. Northbound 95 at Route 24 in Harford County. So up at the 76-mile marker, these guys like to work during rush hour, and they're in the process now of closing the right lane. We'll come back and revisit that. JFX, you're good. No problems. BW Parkway. A little more traffic south through Arundel Mills, and we'll see the traffic coming up from the Capitol Beltway increase through the ramps at Powder Mill Road. I'm Chuck Whitaker with traffic and weather on the threes. We'll talk Radio 680 WCBM.
Fox 45 Weather Authority forecast, drying out today, partly sunny, high about 82 before maybe rain moves back in the area tomorrow night into Sunday. Right now it is 65 and partly cloudy in Ellicott City, 64 in the Reisterstown. James Comey indicted on two counts, lying to Congress and obstruction of justice. President Trump saying justice in America, one of the worst human beings this country has ever been exposed to, is James Comey, the former corrupt head of the FBI. Today he was indicted by a grand jury on two felony counts for various illegal and unlawful acts. He's been so bad for our country for so long and is now the beginning of being held responsible for his crimes against our nation. Make America great again. Comey reacted to the indictment.
My family and I have known for years that there are costs to standing up to Donald Trump. But we couldn't imagine ourselves living any other way. We will not live on our knees. And you shouldn't either. Somebody that I love dearly recently said that fear is the tool of a tyrant. And she's right. But I'm not afraid. And I hope you're not either. I hope instead you are engaged, you are paying attention, and you will vote like your beloved country depends upon it, which it does. My heart is broken for the Department of Justice, but I have great confidence in the federal judicial system, and I'm innocent. So let's have a trial and keep the faith.
Yeah, you broke.
Let's have a trial, please. Yeah.
Yeah. You broke the Justice Department. Attorney General Pam Bondi weighed in, saying no one is above the law. Today's indictment reflects this DOJ's commitment to holding those who abuse position of power accountable for misleading the American people. We will follow the facts in this case. Kash Patel saying that, quote, everyone will be held to account. No one is above the law. We just found out a Biden judge has been assigned to the Comey criminal case in the Eastern District of Virginia. So they won't be able to say, oh, it's a Trump judge. So we'll see what happens there. Comey's son-in-law resigned from his position at the U.S. Eastern District office. He was a prosecutor there. The Comeys were littered all over the federal judiciary, including Maureen, his daughter up in New York. Now we're finding out the ropes are tightening on Trump-hating former CIA chief John Brennan. Investigators are zeroing in on the Russiagate lies he made while under oath. And the DOJ now pushing for charges and an indictment against John Bolton may come as soon as today, perhaps maybe Monday.
And Tish James is still, of course.
Tish James is still being investigated. And the FBI announced yesterday that they are looking into the George Soros and the Soros Foundation for allegedly giving $80 million to leftist groups tied to extremist violence, like Antifa and like some of the, Queers for Guns or something out there in Utah and some of these other, the John Brown Gun Club, which was posting flyers at Georgetown University saying, hey, fascist, catch. You know, that on for a reference to Charlie Kirk. Lindsey Graham talked about some of the horrific things that Jim Comey did or is alleged to have done during his, tenure at the FBI.
If an FBI director can mislead a court to get a warrant against American citizen to further a political conspiracy to destroy somebody you don't like, we're in a world of hurt.
Right now, besides President Trump, I would guess that Martha Stewart and General Flynn are smiling here this morning on the news of the indictment of Jim Comey because of the perjury traps he set for both of them, intentionally, I might add.
Yeah. He sent a couple people over to the White House to chat up Flynn without telling him that they're actually going to be recording him and seeing if they can't catch him on something. It's interesting. I used to know a guy. He had been European royalty. And he always had this kind of slightly imperious kind of attitude about him. I see that same attitude in Jim Comey. There's something about him that says, I am better than you.
Yep.
I know it. You know it.
Arrogant.
Simply bow to me when it's appropriate and don't challenge me because I'm, after all, royalty and I cannot be wrong by definition.
You talk about the arrogance and the hubris that is demonstrated by Comey. It is, again, off the charts if you're trying to measure it. But let's not forget it was under his tenure, under his mentorship, that FBI agents lied to the FISA court. I think there should be Judge Boasberg. Remember him?
Yep.
Jeb Boasberg, the Obama appointed judge. He was the FISA court judge at the time. How do you, sign off on these shaky, sketchy FISA warrants, which ruined the life of General Flynn and his son, and of course ruined a bunch of Carter Page and George Papadopoulos and so many others that were, their names were dragged through the mud.
And they're financially, they're broken.
Exactly. And somebody told me, I think it was Mike Caputo, who served in the first Trump term, do you know how much it cost just to get a lawyer to testify before Congress? $50,000.
Wow.
Imagine.
That's like 2 weeks salary for Chuck.
Yeah. $50,000. And that's just, a one-day testimony because of all the prep time that goes into it. And their billables are about $1,000 or $1,200 an hour, whatever the case may be. So, again, you wonder why people don't want to go in government. You wonder why they don't want to work in the cabinet. because this is what's going to cost you. Remember, the only reason why Flynn copped a plea, because they were going to bankrupt everything he had earned.
Yeah.
And they were going to take his son's money. They're going to put his son in jail. So Comey deserves everything that he's got coming to him. Here's the question. Do you think he will be convicted? In the Eastern District of Virginia, there's a chance. DCO would have said no, but there might be a small chance in the Eastern District. We'll see what the government has.
This a bench trial or jury trial?
Jury trial.
Well, yeah. Okay.
All right, 6:30, time for the latest news headlines once again. Here's Bruce Elliott.
Thank you, Sean. A Maryland senator reacting to the Office of Management and Budget memo directing federal agencies to consider mass layoffs if Congress does not reach a funding agreement by September 30th. Chris Van Hollen says President Trump is engaged in, quote, mafia-style blackmail with his threats, ultimately harming the American people. He says the federal workers have nothing to do with the ongoing political and policy disputes that have brought the government to the brink of a shutdown. The Democratic lawmaker also says the administration's threats are not only an attack on Americans' services and benefits, they are also likely illegal. Thursday's bail hearing for the Timonia man accused of killing his ex-wife was rescheduled and will take place today. 65-year-old Carl Geiger is accused of killing his ex-wife, 69-year-old Patricia Watson Geiger, in the home they shared on Oakcroft Drive in September. It took place on September 15th. Geiger appeared in a Baltimore County courtroom yesterday, but their attorneys, he claimed, would be representing him, were told the court they had not been retained. Geiger then requested a public defender, and his bail review was postponed until today. The Carroll County Board of Commissioners is supporting landowners who are fighting the Maryland Piedmont Reliability Project. The board has filed a friend of the court brief with the U.S. Court of Appeals for the Fourth Circuit. The brief urges the panel to reverse a lower court ruling granting an injunction that shows PSEG the ability to remain on private property for environmental testing. The board says it stands with the citizens in this fight against Public Service Enterprise Group, PSEG, and PSEG wants to run 70 miles of overhead transmission lines through Baltimore, Carroll, and Frederick counties. Landowners oppose the move, saying they're committed to protecting their farms, forests, and families. 6:32 on WCBM, coming up next, WCBM traffic and weather on the threes.
Joe Hartman of Perry Hall Investment Group. You have a house that you need to sell but not sure how to go about it. We're local and family operated. We bought hundreds of properties from people just like you. We pay top dollar, buy an as-is condition, and best of all, there are no closing costs or real estate commissions to pay. Our process is very simple. Let's chat over the phone for a few minutes about your property. We'll set up a time to take a look at it, and I'll make you a cash offer right on the spot. Easy as that. We take the inconveniences and the hassle out of the home selling process. Call me today, 410-989-5200. That's 410-989-5200. HousesForCashBaltimore.com. Go check us out now. We buy single-family homes, row homes, townhomes, multi-rentals, and land. It doesn't matter the condition or location. Call 410-989-5200 to receive your offer. I want to earn your trust and business, so don't delay. Call today.
Pick three lottery number is 369. Your pick four is 7721. And right now it's 6:33. Traffic and weather on the threes. Chuck Whitaker.
If you're heading over to the lower eastern shore, just happen to see a picture shot of the radar there, and it's raining. I mean, it's pouring through Salisbury, Ocean City, Pocomoke City, down through there. So 50, 113, and 13 all the way to the beach. Very heavy rain down in that area. Still dry here. Nothing out of the ordinary. Looking at the camera at I-70 and for the traffic down through Route 40. The west side is still okay. Plenty of gaps in the traffic there. Both the tunnels, that's always good news, running right now with all the lanes clear. I'm Chuck Whitaker with traffic and weather on the threes on Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
Your Fox 45 forecast. We are drying things out today with some sunshine returning. Otherwise, still warm with highs in the low 80s. Partly cloudy and comfortable tonight, too, with lows in the mid-60s. From the Fox 45 Weather Authority, I'm meteorologist Amy Aronson for Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
Now, Gary Stein on sports.
And the 635 Sports is brought to you by Greben Wealth Management, your TSP rollover specialist. And it wasn't looking good for the Birds in their home finale yesterday, trailing 5-3 in the bottom of the eighth. But with two out and one on, Kobe Mayo gave the home crowd a jolt.
Kobe Mayo jumps one to deep left field to tie the game. Before you could even say Kobe Mayo, an absolute laser beam.
Kevin Brown with the call on Masson. Mayo's blast sends it to the ninth, tied at 5. And then Dylan Beavers promptly unties it.
The Orioles trailed this game by 3 runs twice. They have never led. Dylan Beavers absolutely destroyed! The first pitch of the last home game of the season in the bottom of the ninth. Dylan Beavers demolition derby.
Quite a curtain call for the Birds yesterday in front of 16,777 at Camden Yards. 6-5 the final in their home finale. After the game, manager Mancelino admitted even he had his doubts.
I'm not so sure I saw that thing going that way. You know, I mean, I don't think I was super positive on the inside right there in the 8th and 9th inning by any means. You know, so it's nice to see the fellows kind of battle back. And
but the home run hitter, however, had a different take on the situation.
You know, we were down a good few runs today, and you know, nobody's mailing it in. Everyone's, you know, we're trying to win until the last pitch is thrown.
And so it's on to New York now for the Birds as they close the season with 3 against the Yanks. Beginning tonight in the Bronx, it'll be Trevor Rogers on the hill for his final start in 2025. Injury situation improved a bit yesterday for the Ravens as defensive tackle Travis Jones participated, albeit limited. But still, the report is rife with DNPs. Nnamdi Madubuike is out. Kyle Van Noy as well. Right now, at least, Broderick Washington haven't practiced all week, as well as left tackle Ronnie Stanley. Isaiah Likely was limited. Meanwhile, the offense is still minus fullback Patrick Ricard, and it doesn't take a rocket scientist to figure out that that's had an impact on the running game. Offensive coordinator Todd Monken, though, doesn't want to hear it.
That's just an excuse. You know, there's still the execution piece and the scheme piece, and that we got to be better at. I mean, that's the way it is. It's
Ravens a 2.5-point favorite at Arrowhead, believe it or not, Sunday afternoon. And finally, one of the most magical events in sports gets underway this morning, the 45th biannual Ryder Cup, pitting U.S. golfers against their European counterparts. The U.S. coached by Keegan Bradley, the Europeans coached by Luke Donald. The European team essentially unchanged from 2 years ago when they won it in Rome. The tournament will be played this year at Bethpage Black in New York, the first time the metro area has hosted the Ryder Cup in 90 years. First tee off in about 30 minutes. Bryson DeChambeau set to play the first shot of the competition. Alongside Justin Thomas, they'll face Europe's Jon Rahm and Tyrell Hatton in the opening match. The time now is 6:37. When we return, final attendance numbers are in.
Attention federal employees, are you planning to retire or already retired? Let Greben Wealth Management, your TSP rollover services specialist, help you explore your options.
Keeping your money in the TSP means limited investment options, withdrawal restrictions, and no personalized advice.
Have other retirement plans? We can help with those too. Greben Wealth Management offers a full array of financial services.
Call Greben Wealth Management at 410-356-0111 and secure a prosperous retirement.
Securities and advisory services offered through LPL Financial, a registered investment advisor. Member Pacific.
Not a surprise that the Orioles bled fans this year, but I am a little bit surprised at the rate. 477,000 less year over year. So almost 6,000 per game. That represents over 20%. That's huge. In fact, it's the biggest year over year drop in Oriole history since they moved here in 54.
Was it season long, or did they track it by it was really bad at the beginning of the season? Because a lot of hope in the beginning of the season, and then by the first month, you go, looking too good. Or
I think after 15-28 and the firing of Hyde, and then eventually they went down to 18 games under 500, fans just kind of gave up, you know, at that point. So 477,000. You know, and then there were some other things along the way. There was the announcement that they were going to do away with some of those ticket plans.
Yep, right.
You know, the fan-friendly ticket plans, and, you know, people started to turn the page.
Is Mancelino out?
Yeah, I think he's out. Yeah. I think he did a good job this year.
Yeah.
You know, I kind of call him the Ted Lasso of Major League managers. He's a nice guy. He's a good guy. You know,
what DeRocher said. Nice guys. Finish last.
Are you hoping for another manager then whose name begins with M? Because you have that, you know, that.
Yes,
thing
the manager Mancelino.
Yeah.
Yes, I would like to have a manager with an M.
Okay.
Yeah.
I'll take Showalter, though. I'll figure that out.
You think he's going
to
come back?
No way. No way at all. But I do think they need to make a clean break. Right. I think they need to totally start this thing over, get a new voice in there, and start from there.
All right, sounds good. Thanks, Gary. 6:39, 21 before the hour of 7 o'clock, and you're listening to The Morning Drive.
Talk Radio 680 WCBM. Check this out, if you would.
It's not talked about yet, but it's soon come out.
that he was a CIA informant.
He was a CIA
informant. He wasn't a CIA. I think he's protecting a lot of other people. It's not, he's not protecting himself because there's nothing there, but he's protecting a lot of people.
Because Trump's now saying it's a hoax of the case, like a hoax or something like that. Come on, you know it's not a hoax. He's been on the plane now, you know, many times.
Mm-hmm.
It's just he was never on the plane with the kids.
I've seen the itineraries, and I've interviewed all the victims. There's never been an instance where Trump was on a plane with these kids.
Now, that's the voice of one Glenn Prager. Who is Glenn Prager, and why is this story important? This guy caught on an airport. All of a sudden, he's talking about the Epstein files. So who is he? Why does this matter?
A senior Justice Department investigator who personally worked on the Epstein case says that the DOJ did not want to go after Epstein because he's a CIA asset, that the evidence from his investigation confirms that Bill Clinton was present for alleged rapes on the Lolita Express, and that President Trump was not present for the rapes that Glenn Prager investigated, but that he is protecting a lot of other people that were.
That's James O'Keefe of the O'Keefe Media Group saying, well, yes, Donald Trump is protecting people, not himself, but others. We don't know who these others are. We do know that, according to Glenn Prager, Bill Clinton was in the thick of it. He was present when illegal acts took place. He apparently observed, consented, or whatever to them, and they didn't go after him because Prager says in his investigations he discovered exactly who Epstein worked for.
He was a CIA informant.
He was a CIA informant.
He wasn't a CIA. I think he's protecting a lot of other people. It's not, he's not protecting himself because there's nothing there.
He's been on the plane now, you know, many times.
Mm-hmm.
It's just he was never on the plane with the kids.
I've seen the itineraries and I've interviewed all the victims. There's never been an instance where Trump was on a plane with these kids.
There's never an instance where you had the current sitting president of the United States on the Lolita Express when illegal acts, when rapes were taking place. That according to Glenn Prager. He said, however, you can't say that about Bill Clinton and a whole lot of other folks. Makes me want to get to the bottom of exactly who the other folks are. Do they still hold government office? Are these individuals who are moralizing to the rest of us? Well, indeed, they have a pretty shady past themselves.
So DOJ was settling the case and they were just letting him, you know, do house arrest and do it. They minimize his arrest. Part of that is because all the victims kept on flipping and they didn't have anyone to go to trial with. The more importantly part is they didn't want to go after him. He was a, you know, he was an asset for the United States and Israel for the CIA.
They didn't want to go after him because he was a CIA asset. Assuming Prager is telling the truth, this guy was the investigator for this particular set of crimes. This is a hell of a story, Sean.
Yeah, it's a bombshell. But again, the Justice Department responded saying that this individual worked at the DOJ as a program analyst over 15 years ago. He has no understanding of or access to the underlying facts in this investigation. His statement should not be considered accurate. It is disgusting that someone would further exploit victims of sexual abuse by fabricating stories for their personal benefit. So, 15 years ago. I mean, I don't know. It's just,
the truth will out.
Yeah.
I mean, either he's a blowhard or he's telling the truth.
Right.
The truth wants to be free. The truth will out. 6:43 right now. Talk Radio 680 WCBM. And Chuck Whitaker wants to come out as well.
No, I don't want to come out.
Oh, okay. Chuck is still in the closet, but he's here with traffic and weather on the threes.
Yeah, and it's a walk-in closet. It's very nice.
That's nice.
I thought it was a pantry.
Watch yourself. Can't you have both?
You can.
Yeah, yeah.
You know, you can. Well, you can put shoes on this side and some steaks and chops on the other side. You know.
Just make sure you grab for the right pile for dinner. Chuck, how the road's looking?
Yeah, I never had piles, but that's okay. 95 South is still running okay after O'Donnell Street into the Fort McHenry Tunnel. 895 now has started to slow, and I was just checking and make sure everybody's going into the Old Harbor Tunnel. Doesn't appear to be a problem, but suddenly we got a little bit slow there right after the O'Donnell Street ramp. So maybe 4 or 5 minutes extra right now with not too bad for the traffic going into that area. Northbound traffic on 895 coming up from Child Street is a little bit heavier than it should be, and there may have been a temporary problem there, but we're on the move once again. JFX, if you're coming downtown early, nothing major there south of Ruxton Road. Beltway is filled in just a bit, but on Friday, normally it's a little bit lighter. Everybody's okay right now on 695. I'm Chuck Whitaker with traffic and weather on the threes on Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
And your Fox 45 Weather Authority forecast, a dry day today, a little bit later on, partly sunny, high about 82 tomorrow. We start off cloudy in the morning, and then some scattered showers later on by the afternoon or evening hours, and we'll be in the mid-70s for Saturday into Sunday. And right now we're looking at Forest Hill 64 under mostly cloudy skies, 66 in Baltimore City. Time for us to head out to the Chuck Wagon. Latest items trending in the food and beverage world. Public service for our listeners in the name of Butterball Johnson.
What a joke.
Today is National Pancake Day.
It's a pancake party. What a way to wake up.
Get over to IHOP, Chuck, ASAP, so
okay,
you can
now
eat your eat a stack and watch some golf.
Well, okay. Let me get a note from my mother. I'll be back in an hour.
And just that we're equal opportunity here, we've got something for Mr. Bruce, too.
Oh, I see.
Yeah, something for his breakfast needs.
It's the first day of fall. At Pumpkin Spice Depot, everything must go. Pumpkin Spice drinks. Pumpkin Spice food. Pumpkin Spice deodorant. Pumpkin Spice flu shots. Pumpkin Spice brake fluid. Pumpkin Spice lube. Pumpkin Spice GPT. And the music of the Pumpkin Spice Girls. But wait, there's more. If you're hot, cool off with pumpkin ice. Check for pumpkin lice. Bring your cat. We got pumpkin mice. Play backgammon with pumpkin dice. The Pumpkin Spice Depot, first day of fall sale. Where each pumpkin price gets a pumpkin slice that leaves you saying, pumpkin nice. Come by not once, but twice. Uh-oh, gotta go. I'm high as a kite, and it's the pumpkin vice.
Maybe we can combine both and do pumpkin pancakes.
Oh, yeah.
Costco is now selling a 5-foot-tall advent calendar for the holidays full of Lind chocolate.
Oh, that's good.
5 feet tall. It's $180. You have it? You bought it?
Kristen, really?
Either she has it or she wants it. You know, one or the other. She's putting her headset on. She can be with us here in just a second. Buzz Balls. That's the liquor. You ever seen a Buzz Ball?
Yeah.
It's a little cocktail in
a
ball.
Right, right.
They now have a kettlebell, like a weight. Mm-hmm. That you can, while you're working out, you can lift, you can sip. You can lift, you can sip.
So it's good. An all-in-one thing?
Yes.
That's great.
Here, here's a picture of it right there. Buzz ball, kettle.
There you go.
Kettle ball.
At the 10th time, you can't lift anymore.
Exactly.
What weight is that? I mean, full of liquid, that they actually fill it up.
5 pounds.
Oh, yeah.
Five-pound grape-scented kettlebell with a buzz ball biggie, which holds up to 1.5 liters of grapes gone wild.
Well, there you go, Chuck.
Yeah.
I know how you've loved those Girls Gone Wild things. So grapes gone wild.
Oh, he loves the grape.
Oh,
one for each arm.
Watch when they peel.
All right, advent.
I'm sorry, I'm trying to join this conversation.
The advent calendar.
I don't have it, and I don't want it. I was going to say that's how tall I am. So if you were asking for idea, that's exactly. I'm exactly 5 feet. I have been since fifth grade.
All right,
so
put that on the list.
An idea. No,
okay. Tyson just made chicken easier by doing mini dino nuggets in a cup.
That sounds like a problem.
Yeah. Protein-packed chicken cups. Now, I guess, you know, you can send them in the school, lunchbox.
Mm-hmm. You had those when you played football, didn't you?
What, the mini dino nuggets?
The chicken cups.
The chicken cups.
Yes.
They were called, never mind.
So, do you have to warm them up?
Never mind.
Do lunchrooms all in schools have microwaves now? I mean, you send chicken with, or maybe it's all intended to eat cold chicken.
Yeah, you got to bring out your little Sterno.
Yes, of course. I remember that.
Get some from Kurt and Edgewood.
No, you just head over to the chemistry department and say, hey, you guys using the Bunsen burners?
Poor Kurt and Edgewood just got slimed, and he wasn't even doing anything.
He has such a warm heart because he drinks Sterno.
And finally, the new Bose Bluetooth speaker that looks like a stick of butter.
Oh.
Why you would need that on the kitchen table? I guess maybe she can listen to the morning drive. You know, if you want to have your Bluetooth powered speaker right there on the table with you, it looks like a butter, but it's actually a Bose speaker.
Yeah, I can't believe it's not butter.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I can't believe it's Bose or one or the other. All right, Chuck, seeing a couple. Appreciate that. It is 6:49, 11 minutes now before the hour of 7 o'clock. I want to tell you, recently I had a chance to go down and see Town Appliance and Mayor and Mayor. Yes, they're both named Mayor. And so there's no way you can confuse either one. Just go ahead and ask for Mayor, and you'll get one or the other. Okay? But they've got every appliance you can imagine, and the showroom is really stunning. It really is. They've got from the budget-friendly models all the way up to Gen Air and the Monogram and some of the other the Cadillacs of appliances in their showroom. They've got it laid out really, really nice. So it's a washer, dryer, kitchen appliance, oven, stove, refrigerator, microwave. They've got it all there, and they have the appliances that look like pieces of furniture, or if you just want a standard refrigerator, they've got that for you too. They will match any price if you find it anywhere else, and you want. I think the service is what makes Town Appliance the best. So check them out. They're right off Reisterstown Road in Owings Mills for all your appliance needs.
Hey guys, it's Rob Carson. If your kitchen or bath is ready for an upgrade, it's time to call the experts at John Hagee Remodeling. Choose chic cabinet refacing for a brand new look without the time, mess, and cost of custom remodeling, or let their design experts plan your complete kitchen or bath remodel. Either way, you get award-winning craftsmanship and customer service. See some of their amazing work at johnhagee.com. That's John, HEAGY.com. Or stop by their showroom on York Road in Hunt Valley. Call John Hagee Remodeling today.
It's time to listen to you, the listener. Go to WCBM.com and vote on WCBM's latest poll. It's fun, it's fast, and let us know what you want more of on WCBM.com.
Talk Radio 680 WCBM. We are the Morning Drive with Casey and Elliot, here with you from now till 9 o'clock this morning. And as always, we thank you so very much for having us in this and every single day.
The other bombshell that you just, we don't know what this former DOJ employee, whether he's legit or, whether he is just looking to fabricate stories and make some money. But the other big story that broke yesterday, disclosure by the FBI to Congress answering a long-simmering question that we've always asked. But we just don't know what they were doing that day. Initially, they told us there were 26 undercover FBI agents on January 6th.
Two hands, six toes.
All right. Now the FBI is acknowledging that it had 275 plainclothes agents in the massive crowds more than 4.5 years after we start asking these questions. A senior congressional source said the number is not necessarily a surprise, since the FBI often embeds counter-surveillance personnel at large events. But given that the FBI's, until now, steadfast refusal to disclose the level of the presence on Capitol Hill that day, I'm starting to think we need to start answering some questions. They need to really be brought in under oath. And again, they can't claim operational security because the event is over.
Well over.
Okay? I don't want to hear national security claims because the event is now over. I want the truth. I want the truth, A, how many undercover or plainclothes agents or CIs, criminal informants, were there that day? Two, what was their role?
Yep.
What were they tasked to do that day? And three, if they saw that there was criminal activity being conducted, why didn't they act to stop it immediately?
Yeah.
It just smacks of like this whole thing was a setup, a trap from the get-go.
I agree. 6:53, Talk Radio 680, WCBM, traffic weather on the threes all morning long. Once again, it's Charles of the Whitaker clan.
Pretty smooth right now through Annapolis, and that includes the Bay Bridge through Sandy Point, Ritchie Highway, Seven River Bridge, and really the early morning backup. Not quite there yet, I-97, with the lanes open headed south at Route 32. Just a reminder, if you're heading down to the lower eastern shore, they're getting some heavy rain, Salisbury into Ocean City, and up and down Route 13 through that area. Old Harbor Tunnel now backing up towards the Eastern Avenue Bridge southbound. We were a little bit slow northbound. There must have been something in the tunnel northbound because we were backed up to the bridge at Shell Road. It's clearing out now, but a little bit slower than it should be right now for the northbound side. I'm Chuck Whitaker with traffic and weather on the threes.
on Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
Your Fox 45 Weather Authority forecast. It is going to dry out a little bit later on today, partly sunny, high of about 82 tomorrow morning. We start off cloudy with a chance of scattered showers by afternoon, and a steadier rain by tomorrow night. Will be in the mid-70s. Right now, 64 and partly cloudy in Bel Air, and it is 64 in Pikesville. And let's take a look at what happened just this week with Mayor Scott. Mayor B.S. in a podcast interview this week said that President Trump's threats to send federal troops to the city are the result of his, quote, obsession, end of quote, with Baltimore, insisting the city is lowering crime on its own. Quote, we don't need or want the National Guard, end of quote. Now, you may want to talk to one of your, he isn't a resident, but he was a visitor to the city. His name is Mike. He doesn't want his last name known because they beat the pulp out of the guy after he went to church on Sunday at St. Alfonso's.
Yeah.
He goes to church, he comes out, and some dude starts to, you know, walk towards him, confronts him, and then walks away. And then as he turns away, he then gets sucker punched. And he had all sorts of he had orbital fractures of his eye. He had, you know, had his lip had to be stitched up. His face was beaten up pretty bad. He thinks maybe the National Guard might be a good idea.
Now, I'm not a political person. I'm not trying to be political whatsoever. But the National Guard had that presence where I was at. That would never have happened. And I'm sure of that. The Guard can obviously keep all of us safe. Just the sight of them is a deterrent.
Yeah, well, that's happening in Washington as we speak. But apparently Mayor B.S. doesn't want it for Baltimore. And Mike was visiting that day because he likes the services at St. Alfonso's because the Mass is said in Latin, as it was traditionally. He says he's not coming back here.
I pray for him, and I pray for anybody else that he may affect, to be honest with you, because I'll take the lump. But I certainly will never, ever, ever go back into the city ever again.
Yeah.
Yeah, and I don't blame him. But here's where Mayor B.S. is touting Baltimore's lowered crime statistics. And he says that really, it's the media stereotyping of Baltimore that has made it appear to be unsafe. Here's the quote. The truth is, we've always had to battle those kinds of narratives, whether it be The Wire or Homicide Life on the Street or The Corner or whatever TV show that was filmed here. He said, no one looks at New York, and the first thing they think about in New York is NYPD Blue or New York Undercover or Law and Order. But for Baltimore, that has always been what people have known because that's what's been fed to them about the city. End of quote. So here's my question to you. My question to you is it chicken or the egg? Did the crime explode here first, and it was written by these writers? What was it, David Simon? I can't remember the guy's name on Homicide.
David Simon.
Yeah. So was crime here first, and the shows depict actually what was going on in Baltimore, or were these just pure acts or works of fiction, and the rest of the country has it all wrong about Baltimore?
By and large, unless it's a sci-fi genre, you find these kinds of programs are reflective of society rather than leading society. So they don't lead the society in one direction or another. You can always tell the ones they do, they get preachy. But you didn't see that in Homicide. You didn't see that in the other Simon pieces. This is Baltimore, and this has been Baltimore for some time.
Yeah, but you could say, look, I watched again Blue Bloods for years in New York, and you know there was crime. There was also Boston Blue is now the sequel to Blue Bloods is coming out this fall. LA, all the other NCISs, and there's crime all over the country, and it's depicted in many different cities. But Mayor BS thinks that Baltimore is being singled out. People are being fed a
blood libel against Baltimore.
Yeah, exactly. Now that's his argument, and because of that, Trump is obsessed with Baltimore, and that's the only reason why he wants the National Guard to come here.
All right, I disagree. It seems to me that if the mayor doesn't want And the governor doesn't want to have National Guard troops. They should step up and do the job properly themselves. If it requires more money for more police officers and to pay the police officers more so that they're not reactive but proactive in the community, if it requires understanding that the law is there, the state's attorney is there to protect the victims and not to go after the police, if you have to change your worldview to make it happen, then do that. Make it happen. I'm not all that wild about the idea of federal troops going into every major city in the country unless they're invited. But if they're not invited, you better do the damn job properly.
Yeah. Well, interesting. There's a new survey out by the U.S. Conference of Mayors. 60 big city mayors were asked about their challenges in running their cities when it comes to crime. And the big city mayors said the serious crime is down. Violent crime like murder and aggravated assault and so on. I mean, a lot of that might have to do with the fact that you got 2 million illegals out of the country now. Thank you, President Trump.
Yep.
But they did say 59% of those mayors saying the juvenile crime problem has now become serious or very serious, and we're seeing that play out right here in Baltimore as well.
Because there's no consequence for the juveniles.
Right. All right, stick with us here. It's 7 o'clock, and you're listening to The Morning Drive with Casey and Elliot.
This is the right choice for Maryland.
Talk Radio 680, WCBN, Baltimore.
Breaking news at Town Hall. I'm Bob Agnew in Washington. This morning, Israeli Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu will address the United Nations General Assembly, where he's expected to face down and chastise European countries like France and Great Britain for officially recognizing a so-called Palestinian state in the Middle East. Netanyahu will say those gestures, while meaningless, will give aid and comfort to Hamas terrorists. Meantime, following his own UN address this week, President Trump has blasted Russia's Vladimir Putin for prolonging the war with Ukraine. On the Salem News program, this week on Capitol Hill with Tony Perkins, South Carolina Senator Lindsey Graham says Mr. Trump isn't mincing words on Truth Social.
What President Trump said is very important. He said the United States, our country, will sell Europe all the high-end weapons Ukraine needs, and they can be used in an unlimited fashion. That means that the Russian generals are going to be facing a Ukrainian army with no restrictions. And if you think Russia's having a hard time now with Ukraine, just wait a few more months. This was a game changer.
Senator Lindsey Graham's complete This Week on Capitol Hill interview will air starting at 10 a.m. Eastern Time Saturday on the Salem News Channel. President Trump issued a warning to the radical left on Thursday, saying its acts of political violence could eventually lead to a right-wing backlash, something he says he hopes does not happen. Correspondent Alex Vega has latest on U.S. mortgage rates.
Mortgage buyer Freddie Mac says the average rate on a 30-year mortgage rose this week to 6.3%. This is the first increase after four straight declines. Mortgage rates have mostly eased since late July in anticipation of a rate cut by the Federal Reserve. The central bank lowered its key short-term interest rate last week for the first time this year. But just because the Fed cuts its rates doesn't mean lower mortgage rates always follow. I'm Alex Vega.
On Wall Street, Dow futures pointing up by 60 points. More of these stories at townhall.com.
This is Dennis Prager for AmFed Coin and Bullion. There's something about the feel of a gold coin in your hand and the way the light reflects off its intricate details that has always captivated me. Nick Grovich, AmFed's owner, turned that same passion into his livelihood. Nick began collecting coins as a teen, and that interest grew into a nationally respected business offering only the finest quality coins at the most competitive prices. But the truth is that although Nick is a rare coin dealer, he doesn't believe in rare coins. Rare coins do not make sound investments, but they do make dealers a lot of money. See, that's part of what I respect about him. AmFed specializes in buying non-performing numismatic coins and turning them into gold or silver investments that provide liquidity and perform competitively against the market. Whether you're buying or selling, call 800-221-7694. That's 800-221-7694. AmericanFederal.com.
Good morning. It's 703, Talk Radio 680, WCBM, traffic weather on the threes, Chuck Whitaker.
Capitol Beltway with the normal slowdowns down New Hampshire Avenue around to the Mormon Temple. All of that is already in play. There's a report, and I haven't seen it, but there's a report on the parkway northbound at Powder Mill Road in Prince George's County that there might be a minor wreck there. I just looked at the bridge at Powder Mill Road, and no big backup northbound. Could be that it is off the roadway. The contractor is working now. They've taken away a lane. It's Friday morning. It's rush hour. That's when they start. Northbound 95 at Route 24, exit 76 in Harford County. So you'll see the signs as you come north from Mountain Road, headed up eventually to the Tidings Bridge. I'm Chuck Whitaker with traffic and weather on the threes on Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
Your Fox 45 forecast. We are drying things out today with some sunshine returning. Otherwise, still warm with highs in the low 80s. Partly cloudy and comfortable tonight, too, with lows in the mid-60s. From the Fox 45 Weather Authority, I'm meteorologist Amy Aronson for Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
Right now, Baltimore 70 degrees. Reisterstown has 64 on Talk Radio 680 WCBM. Good morning. I'm Bruce Elliott, and now the news continues on The Morning Drive with Casey and Elliott. This news being brought to you by Vinny Steele with Your Home Sold Guaranteed Realty. Call or text Vinny Steele at Your Home Sold Guaranteed Realty, 410-709-7515. That's 410-709-7515. The Carroll County Board of Commissioners is supporting landowners who are fighting the Maryland-Piedmont Reliability Project. The board has filed a friend of the court brief with the U.S. Court of Appeals for the Fourth Circuit. The brief urges the panel to reverse a lower court ruling granting an injunction that allows PSEG to enter and remain on private property for, quote, environmental testing. The board says it stands with its citizens in the fight against the Public Service Enterprise Group. PSEG wants to run 70 miles of overhead transmission lines through Baltimore, Carroll, and Frederick counties. Baltimore police investigating the death of a man in East Baltimore. Officers responded to a home in the 1200 block of North Patterson Park Avenue for a welfare check on Thursday morning. And when they arrived, they found a man who was obviously deceased. The man's body taken to the ME's office. He'll determine the cause and manner of death. An investigation underway after a man was shot in Baltimore's Northeast District Thursday afternoon. Police called to an area hospital about 4:30 p.m. after a man turned up with a gunshot wound. According to police, the victim was shot in the 4900 block of Frankfort Avenue. There's been no update on the victim's condition. And a three-day Oceans Calling Festival begins today in Ocean City. All-star lineup of bands, Green Day, Fall Out Boy, Lenny Kravitz, Weezer, and dozens more. Gates open at noon. The festival runs through Sunday night with multiple stages. 705 at WCBM, lottery numbers, pick 3, 369, pick 4, 7721. And next, it's Stein on Sports.
Hi, it's Sean Casey with Vinny Steele, CEO and broker of Your Home Sold Guaranteed Realty. Welcome back. You know, Vinny, you've been helping families for over 22 years with your guarantee. Your buyers in waiting program, and you were telling me that between now and year end is a good time to sell. Tell me, what's going on?
Sean, when it comes to timing, this market has the potential to have multiple elements of the Trump administration come together at the same time, which will benefit home sellers. In fact, we're so confident that you can get your price in this market that we will guarantee it upfront and in writing. If for some reason we don't get your price, we'll pay you the difference. Why take a chance of not selling for the most money? Lock in your price today, even if you're not thinking about selling till the winter.
Sounds like a plan. The time is now. Call or text Vinny Steele right now at 410-709-7515. That's 410-709-7515 or visit VinnySteele.com. That's VinnySteele.com.
Now, Gary Stein on Sports.
705 Sports is brought to you by the Comfort Guys. That's Farnan and Dermer, keeping your home warm all winter long. Quite a home finale yesterday for the Orioles, tying the Rays with 3 in the 8th, and then Dylan Beavers walking it off with a solo shot in the 9th. As the Birds prevail, 6-5 was the final. Post-game reaction, first from Kobe Mayo, whose 2-run shot in the 8th tied it at 5.
I think all the bad times that you don't kind of build up, and when you're able to come through in a big spot, super nice, and just happy to put the team in a position to win the game.
Beavers with the game winner.
Yeah, we're down a good few runs today, and you know, nobody's mailing it in. Everyone's, you know, we're trying to win until the last pitch is thrown.
Starter Cade Povich lasted into the 6th.
Down the stretch, we really learned to continue to compete, continue to fight, and I think
you know, this being a young team and us kind of finding that late in the season will be huge going into, you know, these last few games going into the offseason and heading into next year.
Trevor Rogers makes his final start tonight in New York as the O's close the season with three games against the Yanks. Meanwhile, both the Yanks and Blue Jays won last night. They remain tied atop the American League East. Tigers stopped the Indians to pull into a tie in the AL Central. Mission number one for the Ravens defense on Sunday at Arrowhead, stop Patrick Mahomes. His numbers may be down, his weapons may not be as potent, but head coach John Harbaugh says he's still Patrick Mahomes.
He's the same problem when you try to defend him. It's the same issues. He's you know, just capable of making incredible plays. I think they build the offense around him. Really.
Mahomes in five career games against Baltimore, 4-1, an average of 354 yards passing, 13 touchdowns, and three interceptions. Coming up in 30 minutes, Kyle Hamilton with a message to Ravens fans. And that is Stein on Sports.
How do you get ready for the change of seasons? Well, it's easy. Call my guys, the comfort guys that I trust, Farnan and Dermer. These folks have been keeping homes warm since 1902. You need same-day heating repair or a full system replacement? They've got you covered. 0% financing for 60 months and rebates up to $7,000 off select systems. Tell them Gary told you to call and get a $99 tune-up with no breakdown guarantee. Call 410-367-7777. That's the comfort guys that you can trust.
From Coggeysville to Sykesville, from Churchville to Crownsville, this is the right choice for Maryland.
Radio 680.
Welcome back. This is The Morning Drive with Casey and Elliot on Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
A little later on, we go on the house with Delegate Nino Mangione in our 8 o'clock hour, so stick with us here. You can join us at 410-922-6680, 1-800-WCBM-680. Email us at themorningdrive@WCBM.com. Text into the show using the free WCBM mobile app. Our executive producer is Kristen Hagrick. Coming up in this hour, Christy Noem squares off against Caitlin Collins on the Fake News Network. We'll get you the latest on the Kirk assassination attempt and the Dallas ICE shooter. But our top story here, once again, Caroline Leavitt has some interesting things to say about the ongoing pattern of trans violence going on in our country.
There was a fascinating news conference yesterday in News of Vail in the press room in the White House, because Caroline Leavitt was asked initially, do you feel secure now? Now that pretty clearly conservatives are being targeted by wreckoid liberals and leftists who think that they can solve their problems by simply killing off the opposition. And she said, well, to a degree, less secure, yeah.
There's a heightened sense of awareness by conservatives across the country, by all of us here at the White House. Again, many of us were personal friends with Charlie and had involvement with Turning Point before we came and served our government in this way. So certainly it's a very shocking incident, and I think, you know, it's very unfortunate that those of us who work in this movement have to think about violence just for speaking our minds and for supporting President Trump.
Now, of course, what the political left says, we'll get to some of the audio for that later on in the show, is, well, it's all those conservative wackoids. They're the violent ones. Well, that's not what a recent history would point out, as you have leftist after leftist shooting conservative or shooting at other conservatives, shooting at a building in Dallas, shooting at Charlie Kirk, shooting, you know, for all intents and purposes at anybody who's wearing a MAGA hat. We should all be a little bit concerned about exactly what's going on. But the intent is intimidation. The intent is, we're going to intimidate you. You're going to drop that MAGA hat. You're going to drop your beliefs. You're going to be very, very quiet about them moving forward, the way the Republicans used to be. The Caroline Leavitt was then asked about the level of violence coming from the trans community. And I think this is a massive issue.
It's definitely something worth looking into, and I think anyone who denies that at this point is being willfully ignorant. And the administration is taking it seriously, all causes of violence, and why these people would be driven to such evil and such hatred. And there's probably many answers to that question, but the administration is really focused on all of them. For individual investigations and cases, of course, the FBI and the Department of Justice are leading those.
Yeah, and it is, Sean, a huge question for me. No, I don't think trans people inherently are more violent than non-trans people, but they're fried their brains on chemicals prescribed by doctors to help that transition.
You're talking about the puberty blockers, right, the hormones.
What is the impact of that stuff?
Yeah, I would agree. It's the same. I would think, I would love to see Secretary Kennedy at HHS and others look at SSRIs. We've talked about those for years, now. Cooking the brains of young males. These are the, again, the antidepressants, the Zoloft, right? Yep. ADHD. And also now these puberty blockers, and if they have any role in suicidal or homicidal ideation.
And so far, nobody's done that research. Nobody's looked at it. But the pattern's getting very clear. It's trans individual after trans individual doing violent things to other human beings. You have to take a look at this in a serious fashion.
Well,
not jingoistically, not, oh, they're bad people. It's just, what the hell is going on?
There's somebody that is advocating that the FBI do just that. We'll tell you who that is and what they're advocating in a moment.
713 right now, Talk Radio 680, WCBM, traffic and weather on the threes all morning long. Once again, it is the Chuck Whitaker.
There is some slowing on the parkway now. There's a wreck in the area of Powder Mill Road on the parkway, so we've gotten a little bit slow near Powder Mill, but then 197 through there was also backed up a little bit. So just factor that in. They're moving, but it is slow. The Parkville side of the Beltway now really heavy, coming over to Hartford Road. The interloop at Green Spring, not too bad, and the west side had filled in through that stretch between Liberty Road, I-70, and Route 40, and now much more stop and go through that area. I'm going to check down at the bridge. Yeah, it's heavy all the way through I-70, and I don't see any problems. Always like to look around the construction area at Dogwood Road. So it looks like everybody's moving, but now we're getting the normal delays on the Beltway. And keep in mind that construction is underway. They block a lane, I-95 northbound at Route 24 in Hartford County. I'm Chuck Whitaker with traffic and weather on the threes on Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
And your Fox 45 Weather Authority forecast for your Friday. We start off a little bit cloudy, but then we're going to dry out a little bit later on. Sunny and high about 82. Tomorrow we start off cloudy again, but scattered showers by later in the afternoon. Steady rain by tomorrow night. Mid-70s for your high. Right now I expect rain the next hour in Ocean City. 72 there. 66 in Baltimore City. And time for our MAGA movement update.
America's momentum is back. Our spirit is back. Our pride is back. Our confidence is back. And the American dream is surging bigger and better than ever before.
All right, see, I think we were talking about the economy.
Yep.
And how crucial it was going to be to turn the economy around before the midterms.
Before 26, yeah.
Well, we now find out the U.S. economy grew at a faster pace in the second quarter than was earlier estimated. It was, the prior reading was going to be 3.3%. It came in yesterday, the revised, and this is the final revision, 3.8%.
Wow.
So a half a point. There is, and that's almost 4% growth. And when they make their projections, when they were doing all their revenues and the tariffs and the Doge layoffs and so on and so forth, they were projecting, 3 to 4% growth. So that's right in there for the second quarter. We'll see what happens for quarter number three. President yesterday reacted to the Dallas ICE shooter.
They're out of control. They're saying things, and they're really dumb people. I mean, I look at Crockett. I look at some of these people. Very low IQ people, actually.
He's talking about the rhetoric Jasmine Crockett and Ilhan Omar and AOC, et cetera. Their rhetoric is what is contributing to this. He did meet with Recep Erdogan, the Turkish president, yesterday. And I don't trust this guy as far as I can throw him, even though they're a member of NATO. He referred to Hamas the other day as a resistance movement.
Oh, wonderful.
And not a terrorist organization. Now, I know Trump knows what he's doing, but Erdogan wants F-35s in the latest negotiation.
We're going to have a discussion, big discussion. We do a lot of trade with Turkey, and we're going to continue. We're going to do some additional trade. They want to buy F-16s, F-35s, and some other things.
Yeah, now, if I'm sure Trump is leveraging, you stop buying the Russian oil, because the Russian economy, you'll hear about that in a second. You stop buying the Russian oil. I want this war to end, and then we'll talk about the F-35s. But then there's also the question, is you really want to hand somebody like Turkey and Erdogan F-35s. He claims they're good buddies.
Yeah.
But He obviously, no, he's got to play that game of, in the Arab world, he's got to say Hamas is the resistance movement. So that's what he says publicly. Who knows what he says privately to the president. Meanwhile, we're closer and closer to a deal in Gaza.
We spoke with Bibi Netanyahu today, and we spoke to all the leaders in the Middle East, who are great people, and we're getting pretty close to having a deal on Gaza.
And the Russian economy is really in a bad way, and Trump thinks that eventually Russia could lose this war.
They have put it all out on the line. They are, their economy is going to hell. They're bombing the hell out of everything, and they're picking up a very little territory, if any. In fact, they're losing some territory.
How the worm has turned for Vladimir Putin of late. And looks like there is a deal on the table for TikTok to continue.
We have American investors taking it over, running it, highly sophisticated, including Larry Ellison.
The one thing that still bothers me about the TikTok is it going to be the Chinese algorithm? If it's the Chinese algorithm, I want nothing to do with it.
Yeah.
Okay? But it's just weird. But again, the president was able to reach a lot of young men, young voters, via TikTok, so it's a catch-22 there. And as far as D.C. goes and people that commit murder and heinous crimes in D.C., he signed an executive order yesterday saying, hey, let's bring back the old death penalty.
Everybody understands death penalty in Washington. You kill somebody, or if you kill a police officer, law enforcement officer, death penalty.
Meanwhile, at the Kirk Memorial on Sunday, we rarely hear from the president's chief of staff, Susie Wiles, but she did memorialize Charlie, and she coined the term Charlie's Army.
For Charlie, making America great again meant bringing young people to this movement and making sure they knew they belonged. Like our president says, it's a movement of common sense, and it makes sense. Love your God, love your family, love your country, and help the next generation live into those values boldly. Through Turning Point, Charlie gave us countless young Americans who had their first turning point, the moment they decided to stand up, speak out, and make America all that she could be. When the president's 2024 campaign partnered with Turning Point, Charlie did not just promise, he delivered. Charlie and his team embraced the assigned mission completely, and they didn't meet expectations. They shattered them and blew them out of the water. President Trump's victory, winning the popular vote in every swing state, was powered by young people, most brand new to politics. That was Charlie's Army, and he made sure they understood the stakes.
Charlie's Army continues the American Comeback Tour. Last stop this week was at Virginia Tech on the campus there, Burris Hall. I've been in that place where my youngest son graduated. Mm-hmm. And Virginia Governor Glenn Youngkin was there. Megyn Kelly was there. She had some interesting things to say. She said she thought Obama was initially a good man but a bad president, and that Trump was a bad man and a good president. But now she says she knows better. She thinks Obama is a bad man and a bad president, and Trump was a good man and a good president. She also had this to say about her days at Fox.
You know, when I was at Fox, I did not realize that we were funded by Pfizer. But we were. There was a reason we weren't allowed to say certain things on the air. You tried to talk about what was causing autism and whether it was a vaccine back in 2005 at Fox News. It was not going to happen.
Maybe that's the reason why they cut away from the autism press conference very early the other
Interesting,
day.
Interesting, yeah.
Yeah. 250 days into the new golden age of Trump.
Maid Pro, how can I help you today?
Oh my gosh, I got the wrong maid service, and now I'm in very deep trouble with my wife.
Maid Pro is here to help.
I need someone that is professional and takes the job seriously, no funny business.
All Maid Pro cleaners are background checked, bonded and insured, and are professionally trained in Maid Pro University. Maid Pro's 49-point checklist ensures that every cleaning is perfect every time.
I wish I got Maid Pro to begin with. I would not be in the doghouse today.
Make the right choice in maid service the first time.
Mention Arnold.
And your fifth cleaning is free. MaidPro.com. Maid Pro. Squeaky clean. Celebrity voice impersonated.
Looking for a fun, family-friendly day out? Visit the Pennsylvania Dutch Market in Cockeysville, your one-stop destination for authentic Amish food, friendly faces, and over 20 stalls filled with handcrafted goods. Enjoy fresh flowers, fruits, veggies, and the best seafood and meats around, plus sweet treats baked fresh daily. The smell will draw you in, and the experience will keep you coming back. Open Thursday and Friday.
Friday 9 to 6 and Saturday 8 to 4. The Pennsylvania Dutch Market. So much to see, smell, and savor.
Income annuity with guaranteed lifetime income benefits may be part of a successful retirement plan. Many options are available, some that offer bonuses. For more information, dial 410-230-1820. Please leave your name, address, telephone number, and email address. All annuities involve fees, surrender charges, and potential tax implications. Guarantees are subject to the insurer's financial strength. Call 410-230-1820 for this important information. 410-230-1820. Securities offered through Aegis Capital Corp, member FINRA/SIPC. Guarantees are subject to insurer's claims paying ability. Bonus credits may be offset by higher fees or reduced benefits. Past performance is not indicative of future results.
A quick update of the top stories at 30 minutes past the hour on Talk Radio 680 WCBM and 99.9 FM in Harford County.
7:23 Friday morning on Talk Radio 680 WCBM. Traffic and weather on the threes. Once again, here he is. Go ahead, Chuckles.
All right, we're back up in the construction area, northbound 95 at Route 24 in Harford County. 76-mile marker. These guys work during the rush hour. They just block a lane, and they back you up for about a mile, and there it is. So you're dealing with it coming north of Mountain Road. Slowing on the BW Parkway. The accident's still there. It's created a backup in the area at Powder Mill Road. So really on both sides of 295, you have to watch out for that. Definitely slow now on the Beltway. Not so much through Greenspring, though it is building, but the Parkville side towards Towson, the west side, is 795 down through Frederick Road. Right now, which was a surprise, 20 minutes ago, we were backed up at the old Harbor Tunnel. Right now, both the tunnels are under a five-minute delay. I'm Chuck Whitaker with traffic and weather on the threes on Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
Looking for fun near Route 140 and 795? Head to Mitchell's Golf Complex in Reisterstown. Mini golf, a lit-up driving range, and a 9-hole executive course. Fun for all. Visit mitchellsgolf.com or call 410-833-7721.
Fox 25 Weather Authority forecast. We are going to dry out a little bit later on, and it'll be partly sunny and 82 tonight. Pretty nice night. And then tomorrow we start off cloudy with some scattered showers by tomorrow afternoon into the evening. Right now it is 64 in Reisterstown, and it is 65 on cloudy skies in Ellicott City.
You know, every summer I'm so sad, Sean. I'm sad because those individuals I turn to for real insight, for subtle understanding of the ins and outs of the world, for the ability to pass along information that we need as citizens, they go into repeats. And I'm so happy every fall when they return.
Hey, Stewie, time for the view.
No, not again!
And here they are, the cackling hens.
What is the amendment, the 23rd amendment, when people start to 24th say 24th, when they say what? Maybe we should talk about, you know.
Oh. It's actually the 25th Amendment.
We were getting closer.
I didn't know what you meant. You meant when you start questioning someone's confidence.
Well, they question Biden's confidence.
Yeah, the 23rd, 24th, 25th. Do 20, do 21, whatever it takes. Thank you, Mr. Mom, for that. Yes, indeed. The View is back with that kind of wisdom, folks. So if you're a constitutional expert, simply turn to Sunny Hostin. She is a lawyer, don't you know? And she was able to identify the 25th, well, fairly shortly after she had initially identified.
Sorry about that.
Oh, that's all right.
An alert go off on my phone.
Well, that happens. Yeah, we need more alerts. It's Hakeem Jeffries down in Washington, D.C.
How did it know? It said Hakeem is about ready to appear on your show.
Oh, there you go then.
Dollar Store Obama is coming on.
Here he is right now.
Our top priority is to make sure that we cancel the cuts, lower the costs, and save health care for the American people. That's eight words. Not difficult for Donald Trump to process. Cancel the cuts, lower the costs, save health care.
Okay, we have that. Eight words. The problem is not to find who you mean by the, quote, American people. Do you mean illegal aliens? to mean those individuals who have been on Medicaid who do not belong on Medicaid. You add those two lumps together, you're looking at around 5 million individuals, it seems to me, who should not be on Medicaid and who are draining Medicaid funds so that others do not have them available to them, Hakeem. So you got to be a little more specific as to exactly what you are upset about.
Democrats recognize that the cost of living in the United States of America is far too high. We have to fix our broken healthcare system, and we also have to clean up corruption in this town so that we don't have a government of the elites, by the elites, and for the elites. We deserve a government of the people, by the people, and for the people. That's why we oppose this reckless Republican spending bill.
Now, see, it finally dawned on me, Sean, when I was putting these audio cuts together for today. It finally dawned on me what I've been wondering about all the while. I now know what happened to this guy.
The rent is too damn high. The rent is too damn high. The rent is too damn high.
Thank you, Hakeem Jeffries. And you sure have matured since then, shaved off the mustache and the funny beard and everything. And I appreciate you being here with us, sir.
Yeah, we'll talk a little bit how this government shutdown, slowdown thing is going right now between Chuck U. Schumer and Dollar Store Obama. And now we got Senator Margarita, Chris Van Hollen, saying Trump was using mafia-style tactics. Boy, they've ratcheted it down, the rhetoric, from Hitler and Pol Pot, Idi Amin, to just a mafia don.
That's
okay,
good, yeah.
So that's a really good effort there by Senator Van Hollen. But we'll talk about that. And Trump's got him in the ringer here. I'll tell you what, because he is basically saying if you shut it down, we'll be forced to fire thousands of federal employees,
which is rational, folks.
Yeah, exactly.
I mean, this is how businesses operate.
We're not going to kowtow or capitulate to your demands for a bunch of that stuff. So that's not going to happen. By the way, the Best of the Morning Drive available each and every day WCBM.com on our Facebook page, and it's brought to you by the law offices of Michael A. Friedman. I want to thank Michael. He's been a longtime sponsor here at WCBM, and of course, thanks to the sponsoring the highlight from the Morning Drive. But I also want to remind you that he is there 24/7 should you need him. If you're involved in a serious vehicle accident and you get a serious injury and you do need serious legal representation, don't try to do this on your own. A lot of people try to do it to save a buck and end up blowing everything and losing their claim, damaging their case permanently. Just do the best thing you can do. It's worked for me, my family, my friends, WCBM listeners. Call Michael, 410-363-6848, toll free 1-800-782-7203, and don't forget their website, maflaw.com. The law offices of Michael A. Friedman, serving Marylanders for over 40 years. It's 7:30. Let's get caught up with some news headlines. Once again, here's Bruce.
Thank you, Sean. Investigation is now underway after a man was shot in Baltimore's Northeast District yesterday afternoon. Police were called to an area hospital at about 4:30 p.m. after a man turned up with a gunshot wound. According to police, the victim was shot at the 4900 block of Frankfort Avenue. There's been no update on the victim's condition. The three-day Oceans Calling Festival begins today in Ocean City with an all-star lineup of bands, Green Day, Fall Out Boy, Lenny Kravitz, Weezer, and dozens more. Gates open at noon. Festival runs through Sunday night, multiple stages, local food vendors, and, of course, the background, the backdrop, the Ocean City. Maryland Senator is reacting to the Office of Management and Budget memo directing federal agencies to consider mass layoffs if Congress does not reach a funding agreement by September 30th. Chris Van Hollen says President Trump is engaged in, quote, mafia-style blackmail with his threats, ultimately harming the American people. He says the federal workers have nothing to do with the ongoing political and policy disputes that have brought the government to a brink of a shutdown. The Democrat lawmaker also says the administration's threats are not only an attack on Americans' services and benefits, they are also likely illegal. Thursday's bail review hearing for the Timoni man accused of killing his ex-wife rescheduled and will take place today. 65-year-old Carl Geiger is accused of killing 69-year-old Patricia Watson Geiger, that's his ex-wife, in a home they shared on Oakcraft Drive on September 15th. Geiger appeared in a Baltimore County courtroom Thursday. Attorneys, he said, were be representing him, told the court that they had not been retained. Geiger then requested a public defender, and his bail review was postponed until today. The Carroll County Board of Commissioners is supporting landowners who are fighting the Maryland Piedmont Reliability Project. The board has filed a friend of the court brief with the U.S. Court of Appeals for the Fourth. Brief urges the panel to reverse a lower court ruling granting an injunction that allows PSEG to enter and remain on private property for environmental testing. 7:32 next, WCBM traffic and weather on the threes.
Crestlock.com is now hiring for hands-on training positions in locksmithing, electrical, and security systems. No experience, no problem. We'll train you step-by-step to become a locksmith and security technician. Join a team that values your growth, offers paid training, and sets you up for long-term success. This is more than a job. It's your future. Call 410-256-7803 and apply at crestlock.com/careers. That's crestlock.com/careers.
Hi, bird lovers. It's the moment you've all been waiting for. Our bird food sale at Wild Birds Unlimited in Timonium and Columbia. I'm Mary Lynn.
And I'm Brian. And that's right. All of the foods your birds love. Seed, peanut, suet, cylinders, bark butter, mealworm, and more are on sale now. Drop by and see us at Wild Birds Unlimited Timonium and now Columbia. Or shop online at mywbu.com and save while you feed the birds.
Pick three, lottery number 369. Your pick 47721. And now at 7:33, traffic and weather on the threes. Once again, it's Chuck Whitaker.
Morning backup has arrived. I-97 southbound headed towards Annapolis, but with the lanes open, moving down through Route 32, getting better after 178. Looking live now at the Severn River Bridge. All the lanes are open. Bay Bridge is good. Three westbound, two eastbound with all the lanes clear. Could be a little bit slow. We had the incident about 35 minutes ago on the BW Parkway in the area at Powder Mill Road. I'm Chuck Whitaker with traffic and weather on the threes on Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
Your Fox 45 forecast. We are drying things out today with some sunshine returning. Otherwise, still warm with highs in the low 80s. Partly cloudy and comfortable tonight, too, with lows in the mid-60s. From the Fox 45 Weather Authority, I'm meteorologist Amy Aronson for Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
Now, Gary Stein on sports.
735 Sports is brought to you by Greben Wealth Management, your TSP rollover specialist. Tied at 5 in the bottom of the ninth yesterday, the Beaver wasted no time.
They have never led.
Dylan Beavers absolutely destroyed. The first pitch of the last home game of the season in the bottom of the ninth.
Kevin Brown with the call on Masson. Dylan Beavers with the round tripper. Crossed home plate with the Ravens helmet on as the Birds block and tackle their way past the Rays. 6-5 was the final in the home finale. After the game, Beavers addressing fan criticism of the team, not calling him up sooner.
I felt like I was ready. I felt like I had, you know, a good amount of at-bats in the minors. And, you know, I'm glad I didn't get rushed up here. Yeah, so I felt prepared by the time I had gotten up here.
First pitch in New York tonight at 7:05. It'll be the last chance for Oriole fans to see Trevor Rogers spin it for Baltimore. Rogers with a great season, 9-2, a 1.35 earned run average. Elsewhere in baseball, the Dodgers clinched their 12th NL West title yesterday in the last 13 years.
This is a 1-1 pitch. Shohei golfs one to right center field. Headed for the pool! Splash! 54 his first year with the Dodgers. 54 his second year.
Joe Davis had the call on Sports Spectrum Los Angeles. Otani is something else, and so are the Dodgers. 8-0 over the D-backs in Arizona. The slow defensive start the Ravens have had through three games has Ravens fans pointing their collective fingers at defensive coordinator Zach Orr in his second year and for the second straight year struggling out of the gate. Safety Kyle Hamilton saying that criticism is misplaced.
Whatever criticism he's getting, I don't know. I feel like sometimes Ravens fans can be a little spoiled, just like the amount of success that this franchise has had. You know, we lose 5 games and the world's about to end.
Wow, you don't hear that often. But however, statistically, Ravens defense ranks last in the NFL for the first time since Week 16 of 2021. A University of Maryland football player has been arrested and charged with DUI after he allegedly crashed his car into a concrete wall and tried to drive off. 19-year-old Daniel Lee Holmes, a redshirt freshman, Terps defensive lineman allegedly crashed into the wall inside of the Looney's Pub parking garage in College Park. Holmes, a native of Tallahassee, Florida, has played in all four games so far this season. Exhibition season hockey caps 2-0 after a 5-1 win over the Flyers. Left wing Sonny Milano, that's his position, not necessarily his political persuasion, limited to just three games a year ago, had a pair of goals for the Caps. And speaking of politics, UEFA flexing its political muscle, moving toward a vote to suspend Israel from international soccer competition over the war in Gaza. A majority of the Union of European Football Association members has expressed its support for the vote. Such a step would prevent Israeli national and club teams from playing in international competition, including next year's World Cup. The time now is 7:37. When we return, it's the return of Desmond Watson.
Attention federal employees, are you planning to retire or already retired? Let Greben Wealth Management, your TSP rollover services specialist, help you explore your options.
Keeping your money in the TSP means limited investment options, withdrawal restrictions, and no personalized advice.
Have other retirement plans? We can help with those too. Greben Wealth Management offers a full array of financial services.
Call Greben Wealth Management at 410-356-0111 and secure a prosperous retirement.
Securities and advisory services offered through LPL Financial, a registered investment advisor. Member FINRA SIPC.
Now, you may not remember Desmond Watson, but we've talked about him before. Does that name ring a bell?
It does ring a bell.
Okay. He was the 464-pound lineman that was potentially going to be drafted.
For the Bucs.
For the Buccaneers,
right,
correct.
Okay.
He would have been the largest player ever in the NFL. Well, the Bucs are playing the Eagles this weekend.
Right.
So the tush push.
Oh my God.
So here we go.
Okay.
Desmond Watson was not signed by the Buccaneers originally.
Right.
But now they are signing him to a contract. They're bringing him back because they want to prevent that tush push this weekend. So we shall see what a 464-pounder can do.
What's the law of physics with the immovable object?
Against the irresistible force.
You're right, exactly.
We'll see who wins it. I wouldn't pay attention to this game necessarily, but I will this weekend.
Oh, I'm praying for it. I'm really praying for it. That's great.
It's going to be good.
Thanks, Gary. That's
kind
a good
of fun
one.
To watch.
7:38, 22 minutes now before the hour of 8 o'clock. Don't forget, we do need a caller for our contestant for Choose Your Fake News. So I want to share something with you with the Dallas shooter and the Charlie Kirk assassin. The Kirk assassin used a Mauser 30-06 bolt action rifle.
Mm-hmm.
That belonged to his grandfather.
Yeah.
Okay, that's what the basically going back to Nazi Germany, all right, in World War II. The Dallas ICE shooter used a Mauser 8mm bolt action rifle. Strikingly similar, not the same. And that's the 8mm shell casings, the unspent rounds were the ones that had scribbled on them the anti-ICE messages.
Yeah.
So what are the odds? What are the odds of two shooters slash assassins using very similar weaponry dating back? I think the 8mm, if I'm not mistaken, the Mauser that was used in Dallas goes back to World War I and World War II. I think the other, the 30-06, might go back to World War II. So is this just a coincidence? And you know I don't believe in coincidences.
Yeah.
Or is there something else at work here? Somebody is supplying these antique, and by the way, these guns are manual. They're not semi-automatic,
right.
Not automatic.
Bolt
you have
action.
Bolt action. So you have to shoot, you know, eject casing, reload, and shoot again. So I'm just saying, I hope the FBI is looking into this. Is somebody supplying in one of these cells, be it the trans-terror cells or the Antifa cells or whatever, these, and what's the symbolism behind it? They're using Nazi weaponry to shoot Charlie Kirk and to shoot at ICE agents.
I think that it should be an unwritten rule for these people who want to shoot other people that they use only muzzle loaders and they use a 3-football field distance.
Yeah.
Because the degree of accuracy would be about zero there.
The FBI spokesman talked about the anti-ICE messages written on the shell casing.
Early evidence that we've seen from rounds that were found near the suspected shooter contain messages that are anti-ICE in nature. Again, this is just the most recent example of this type of attack.
What else did they find? According to the FBI Director Cash Patel, the perp downloaded a document titled Dallas County Office of Homeland Security and Emergency Management containing a list of DHS facilities. He conducted multiple searches of ballistics in the Charlie Kirk shot video several days ago. And last month, he searched apps that tracked the presence of ICE agents, which should not be allowed. One of the handwritten notes recovered read, quote, hopefully this will give ICE agents real terror to think, is there a sniper with AP rounds on that roof? End of quote. Further accumulated evidence at this point indicates a high degree of pre-attack planning.
Could I mention that it seems to be after Butler that people who care should be examining rooftops pretty carefully, and that has not been done. We keep hearing about these shooters on roofs. You have a guy in Dallas up on a roof. You have this, I mean, various people up on roofs. Well, maybe a little bit of attention should be paid to, is there a coincidence there or something similar? Maybe we should look at roofs.
Yeah, either by drone or through surveillance cameras,
right,
or
exactly,
whatever the case may be. It's just crazy. So we have a New Mexico Democrat. Her name is Eleanor Chavez, who represents Bernalillo County. She came up with some anti-ICE rhetoric just the other day.
I'm going to call it what it is. It's fascism, and ICE is acting like the KKK. And we've got to stop our local police, our state police. We've got to stop those employees who are collaborating with ICE. We've got to stop them, and we've got to make our laws stronger so that we protect ourselves. Because when they're done coming after our immigrant community, they're going to start picking everybody else off as well. And we need to understand that.
Yeah.
So the time to stand up is now. It's not time to stand down.
Yeah, it's all the old slippery slope argument, which, of course, is one of those fallacies. The slippery slope argument is
on the same day,
not valid.
On the very same day, the gunman opened up fire on what he thought was ICE agents. She's out there identifying ICE as acting like the KKK, and we need to stand up, not stand down. And this is irresponsible, it is reckless, and she ought to resign immediately.
7:43, traffic and weather on the threes all morning long. Once again, here he is, it's Chuck Whitaker.
Brought to you as a service, Bernie's Automotive, 601 Back River Neck Road in Essex. Some of the traffic now going east, especially right here on the Beltway, crossing 83 York Road, and then over towards Bel Air Road. Anybody going east, like Sunshine right now, is going to be a factor for that travel. Northbound 95, Harford County, construction underway. They take away a lane during rush hour. Northbound 95, Route 24, exit 76. As you're traveling north, almost a mile rolling back up as you're going through that area. Beltway has had the slowing, and again now with the sunshine, that's a factor. JFX is still clear south of Ruxton Road through Northern Parkway. And the last time we looked, and I'm going to do it right now, looks like 895 was still running just fine for the traffic coming south from Eastern Avenue, wide open there, Fort McHenry Tunnel, with the lanes open through the tunnel and working its way south towards 395. It's not too early to get your vehicle ready for winter driving. Let Bernie do it all. They'll check your antifreeze, your tires, your belts and hoses right there, 601 Back River Neck Road in Essex. I'm Chuck Whitaker with traffic and weather on the threes on Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
And your town, I can't see my own writing here, Fox 45 Weather Authority forecast.
Huh?
All right, that was...
Confused now.
That was very confusing. Anyway, I'm now...
Spending most of my life confused.
Fox 45 Weather Authority forecast. That's what happens when you're paying attention to something else and not what you should be. Dry this morning, and then, of course, partly sunny.
Now.
82. Right now, mostly cloudy. 67 in Glen Burnie. 67 in Middle River. And we have a contestant. We do not have a contestant.
Oh, so my goodness.
You got to give us a call right now, 410-922-6680, 1-800-WCBM-680. That is something that we need you to call right now if you want to play Match Wits with Bruce and Chuck and Kristen. Get a chance to win a WCBM beer glass. Yeah, it's a nice clear glass with a WCBM logo. It's great for, a nice frosty beverage. If you don't drink beer, you can use it for anything, really. Lemonade or iced tea or whatever the case may be.
Scotch.
Yeah. Oh, look at that shot. Wow, that's just incredible. Look at that shot he made. His head just whipped around to wherever the TV screen.
A little bit of inside baseball here.
Just said you're a moron because they're in a commercial.
A little bit of inside baseball here. The Ryder Cup's going on right now.
You ain't got that done.
Yeah. And Chuck Whitaker.
One eye on the camera and one eye on the TV.
He really wants to be watching this. So what Sean is doing, he's trolling him.
Get into this, will you? Come on.
All right, we have our contestant. It is Ben in Pikesville.
Let's get out of here.
Good morning, Ben.
Good morning, everybody.
Let it go first, second, third, or last.
I don't even know what to do anymore. Last time I thought I was a good guy, and I went in front of Chuck, and I lost. If I go behind Chuck, I lose. Let me go behind Kristen.
Behind Kristen, okay.
All right.
Good luck. Here's your first story. 20% of all U.S. adults now get their news on a regular basis from TikTok. That's not teens. It's not youth. It's adults. TikTok is primarily known for the short-form video sharing, especially popular among teens. 63% use the platform, but 20% of adults getting their news from TikTok. Story two. Republican lawmakers have introduced a bill to memorialize Charlie Kirk on U.S. coins following his assassination earlier this month. Two Republican lawmakers, Austin Pfluger and Abe Hamadeh, said that the Charlie Kirk Commemorative Coin Act should pass easily. And story three, every working adult in California will be required to have a government-issued digital ID card under a dystopian plan announced by California Governor Gavin Newsom. The idea of mandatory identification, long been advocated by the liberals in California, as a way to ensure that illegals get all their benefits. Detailed proposals for what is being dubbed the Cali Card could be announced by the governor as early as tomorrow. All right, story one. 20% of adults now get their news from TikTok. Story two, the Charlie Kirk commemorative coin. Or story three, California issues a mandatory digital ID card. All right, we'll start with Kristen.
Well, I could see number one being true because most adults do get their news from some sort of social media, so I don't think that's a stretch. And I could see some GOP lawmakers proposing that. It's kind of a little much to me, but I could see them trying. So I think I'll go with three. I've not heard that yet.
Kristen goes for story three, and Ben in Pikesville?
Yep, I was actually thinking three also.
All right, Ben goes for three.
For one.
Bruce?
Yeah, I think the TikTok news is true. The Kirk coin, I think it's true. It's ill-advised, but it's true. I think they're going for a subcutaneous chip and not a card. So that's fake news.
All right, Bruce also goes for story number three. Did I go through the stories?
You went through the stories. Yeah. You know what you've not done so far?
Yeah.
Talk to Chuck.
You know, I want to make sure that Chuck can have an opportunity here to pick the correct story.
Oh, okay.
Did you need me to?
Oh, I'm at one.
Want me to repeat the stories for you?
No, I'm fine.
It would draw your attention away from anything else.
I can multitask.
You sure?
Yeah.
Okay. You're going with number one?
Yeah. What channel are you listening to? I just said it. I try to make it.
He's getting edgy.
Oh, yeah.
See, he wants out of this break. He wants out now. Chuck goes for one. Story number two, the Charlie Kirk Commemorative Coin Act. That is a true story. Story number three, Kristen and Ben and Bruce all voted for that. That's the California ID card, the Cali card. That is our fake news story of the day. So it's a double whammy. Chuck was distracted during the Ryder Cup and loses at the same time.
Wait, I believe it's appropriate, Kristen, for us to say, nah, 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 nah.
Two of my ex-friends. It's all right. I'm a big boy. I can take it.
Enjoy the cup.
Yeah. Uh-huh. Ready.
Ben, I'm going to put you on hold, tell you how to get your prize. I'm going to tell you about Tim Kyle Electric Heating and Air Conditioning. Make your appointment right now to make sure that your heat pump and your furnace has been properly maintained because it's been working hard all summer long. And before we head into the really cold weather, we got some ways to go, about another month or so before that the frost comes. And then after that, we know what comes. Of course, I got a mild winter last year, but you just never know how.
Yeah.
You know, you usually get a couple of week stretch where a cold front comes through and those, what are they called? The polar expresses or whatever they are, the polar vortices.
Yeah. The Santa Express. Express.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah. They will chill you right to the bone. So make sure that your heating system is adequately maintained, and Tim Kyle will do that. They'll come out, make your appointment today before it gets real busy at 410-876-9404. They do an excellent job on electrical work, interior, exterior, landscaping, and now for your heating, ventilation, and air conditioning as well. Or you can check them out at timkylecompany.com. Tell them I sent you.
Planning your upcoming wedding or special event? Hilton Garden Inn in Owings Mills will create a menu for your special event and create a room block for your out-of-town guest. Enjoy their indoor pool and fitness center. Wake up to a delicious cup of coffee and made-to-order breakfast at the grill. Reach out to Lori Ruby in the sales department for your upcoming catering and events. Call 410-654-0030. You can always count on Hilton Garden Inn, Owings Mills, making it right.
Baltimore welcomes world-renowned Rabbi Michael Dov Streicher Shlita. Tune in Saturdays from 10 p.m. to 11 p.m. for How It All Started. 13 weeks of music, Divrei Torah, and exciting prizes. All proceeds go to Tzedakah. Learn more at WCBN.com.
At the top of the hour, we'll keep you on top of the news on Talk Radio, WCBM AM 680 and 99.9 FM in Harford County.
The Morning Drive on Talk Radio 680, WCBM. Sean Casey, Bruce Elliott, and of course, Chuck Whitaker. Our executive producer, Kristen Hagerich, actually keeping us all on track between now and 9 o'clock this morning. Coming up next half hour, next hour, Ian Mangione stops in for a visit. Delegate Mangione, now I think he has made his official announcement. He's going for the Baltimore County Council. Violence on the left, we'll talk about that. And the Maryland Comptroller, the state of the state, what is his analysis? Are we healthy financially or not? Is it a temporary state of health or illness? Or in what direction do we go? 7:53 right now, Talk Radio 680 WCBM. You would be on the roads asking yourself, and what direction should you go? Chuck Whitaker has the answers. Traffic over there on the threes. Chuck?
895, slowing again. We were a little bit clear there for a while, but now we're backed up as you're coming south through the O'Donnell Street ramps. I've been looking at the cameras going in. Everybody's going into the tunnel, so both lanes are open. There are really no problems at the Fort McHenry Tunnel. Looking at some of the cameras back towards O'Donnell Street on 95, no issues there. So we're about 5 minutes southbound at both the tunnels. Not too bad for this time in the morning. Some areas on the Beltway fighting the bright sunshine. Your back up towards Annapolis is there. I-97 with the slowing south of the ramp at Route 32. I'm Chuck Whitaker with traffic and weather on the threes on Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
Your Fox 25 Weather Authority forecast. We're going to dry out and be sunny a little bit later on today. 82 is your expected high. Right now, cloudy, 66 in Ellicott City, and it is 68 in Arnold. Let's take a phone call here from Talbot in the Lone Star State of Texas.
Hey, Talbot.
Hey, Talbot.
Hey, Roger that. First of all, you guys have a great show. I live in Dallas, Fort Worth. I could listen to any damn morning show I want to, but I choose you.
Thank you. Thank you very much.
Show. Big shout out to Kristen. She's wonderful. Anyway, the Mauser rifle thing. Now, the 8mm Mauser was one that was the old World War One, World War Two bolt rifle. The one that was used for with the Charlie Kirk assassination was a Mauser-style rifle. It was not a Mauser. They didn't make them in 3006.
Okay.
So nowadays, you can get a Mauser-style rifle. It has the action is very similar, but like Ruger makes a Model 77 Mauser-style claw extractor. I have one in a different caliber, but yeah, I saw the pictures of the rifle that the FBI picked up. It is not a Mauser. It's a Mauser-style rifle.
All right, so they've been misreporting that as a Mauser then. Because now, did they make the Mauser-style because the Kirk assassin's grandfather had that rifle?
That's right.
And did they make it back then?
It looks like a standard-issue rifle you'd go buy off the shelf at Academy or Walmart or wherever. Your favorite gun shop. It's a modern style.
Got it.
Rifle. That's just all there is to it. The Mauser uses a claw extractor that separates it from a lot of the other ones. So That's all. I just wanted to make sure you guys had the correct information, because otherwise people call you liars or fools or whatever.
Yeah, no.
Yeah, they call me a fool all the time, which is accurate, of course.
Right.
Well, I'm sorry they do that to you.
Oh, no, it's well-earned, believe me.
He spent a long broadcast career attaining that.
Yes.
All right, Talbot, thanks so much for listening and calling in with that clarification. Appreciate that.
Talk Radio 680 WCBA. Well, the smirker decided she'd see if she could embarrass Kristi Noem. Yes, Caitlin Collins had a conversation with Kristi Noem and ended up with egg all over her face.
I wish that our media, and I wish reporters like you, Caitlin, would talk about the victims every day that we interact with, that we send you the stories on, that you refuse to tell about the poor little girl and baby that was strangled yesterday by an illegal criminal and died. That baby died overnight. That was the first news I got this morning when I got up at 4 a.m.
Yeah. Caitlin Collins saying, are you satisfied? I mean, is this what's supposed to be happening? You have people being snatched up off the street? And Kristi Noem Collins says, you know, it'd be so nice if you actually reported the facts. It'd be so nice if you took any of the information we send you about the victims of crimes perpetrated by illegal aliens.
If you guys would just tell the truth about what these criminals are and what they've done in their history,
we tell the truth.
Make it about the victim. Would that be fantastic? We send out about 5 or 6 different press releases every day correcting stories, and I'll send you the copies of the ones that you've gotten wrong that we've been able to correct, but these law enforcement officers are being demonized.
Yeah, well, you should have seen Caitlin Collins' face when Kristi Noem said, I'll send you the stories you've gotten wrong. It's like, oh, my God, I've been had here. So that was Kristi Noem and Caitlin Collins. This is shortly after Gavin Newsom, in a veiled threat to Kristi Noem, saying she's going to have a very difficult day. Remember that conversation last week? So, I mean, look, it's out there. The bias is obvious. We can see it. It's palpable. And you simply have to accept that this is the way in which things are going to go until the swamp media learns that simply being reporters is a better idea than being a commentator from the political left pretending to be a reporter. All right. This is a great story because she's such a great interview. Rosie O'Donnell, who's decided she'd rather live in Ireland than here, brings us this health update.
Okay, see the scar from my cold sore right here? Now it looks like I have like a little bruise above my lip.
Uh-huh.
But you know, my lips are thin. So then I was thinking, wouldn't it be nice if they were that full? But I'm not going to get stuff in my lips. That looks crazy on most people, I think.
Just putting lipstick on a pig.
Yeah, okay. So now we know where she is philosophically. Hey, imagine losing the ability to hear somebody say I love you, or the ability to hear a compliment, or how about just hearing the birds chirp in the morning? I do love that, getting up on Saturday or Sunday morning and hearing the birds chirp first thing. Or maybe you're missing pieces of conversations with old friends. You know, losing your hearing takes its toll on you physically, emotionally, and socially. And if this kind of suffering sounds familiar, call Audiology Associates 410-944-3100. Dr. Melissa Segev and her team take a gentle and empathetic approach to each patient's treatment plan, and to give you a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Audiology Associates is the trusted name in Maryland, and they have been now for more than 45 years. Offices throughout the entire Baltimore metro area. Telephone number is 410-944-3100. Online you'll find them at aaiaudiology.com. When silence is not golden, call Audiology Associates 410-944-3100.
Coming up next, we'll take a look at the Maryland State Comptroller's financial report for the state.
This is the right choice for Maryland.
Talk Radio 680 WCBN Baltimore.
Breaking news at Town Hall. I'm Bob Agnew in Washington. Former FBI Director James Comey was indicted Thursday on 2 counts, Bernie Bennett reports.
The Justice Department confirmed in a statement that Comey was charged with 1 count of making false statements and 1 count of obstruction of justice related to Senate testimony he gave almost 5 years ago. In a statement, Attorney General Pam Bondi alleged that Comey, quote, obstructed a congressional investigation into the disclosure of sensitive information and made a false statement to Congress. Comey stated that he did not authorize someone at the FBI to be an anonymous source. Bondi's statement read that, quote, according to the indictment, that statement was false. Bernie Bennett in Washington.
President Trump issued a warning to the radical left on Thursday that its acts of political violence could eventually trigger a violent response, something he says he does not want to see.
The right is a lot tougher than the left, but the right's not doing this. They're not doing it, and they better not get them energized. because it won't be good for the left. And I don't want to see that happen either. I'm the president of all the people.
The president made his remarks in response to the shooting at the ICE facility in Dallas. The president signed an executive order that puts TikTok in American control. The order allows TikTok to continue operating in the U.S. by shifting China-based control of the video sharing app to American investors instead. The president is calling on Russia to end its war against Ukraine. We get an update from White House correspondent Greg Cluxton.
2 days after meeting with Ukraine's leader at the United Nations, the president said it's time for Russia's Vladimir Putin to end the conflict and the bloodshed.
It's such a waste of human life, and so he ought to stop. Putin ought to stop.
At the start of an Oval Office meeting with the visiting Turkish president, Donald Trump urged Turkey to stop buying Russian oil while the war is raging. Greg Clugston, the White House.
More on these stories at townhall.com.
The Federal Reserve just cut interest rates, and that could be big news for the price of physical gold and silver. That's why Advantage Gold invites you to call 800-741-GOLD. Call now, and you'll get your free gold and silver information kit, and you could qualify for up to $10,000 in free gold and silver with your IRA or 401k rollover. Advantage Gold has been ranked the number one gold company in America for the last 10 years, and with the U.S. dollar facing serious devaluation, now is the time to act. We've partnered with former IMF chief economist Kenneth Rogoff. And when you call 800-741-GOLD, you'll also receive his best-selling book, Our Dollar, Your Problem, absolutely free. Gold and silver are real, tangible assets that have protected wealth for centuries. Advantage Gold helps you move your IRA or 401k into physical precious metals, tax-free and penalty-free. Consult your financial advisor before investing. Call 800-741-4653 now. That's 800-741-GOLD.
Good morning. It's 8:03 on Talk Radio 680 WCBM. Traffic weather on the threes. Chuck Whitaker.
The report of a vehicle fire, I-97. The report initially said between Route 50 and the bridge at 178. So I'm looking for impact northbound. We already had the backup southbound. So be prepared. The fire department now is in that area. You're traveling in Howard County. There's a report of a medic call now. Somebody needing assistance on Route 32 between I-70 and going up the hill towards Route 99. So again, there may be at least some local impact in that area. Some areas on the Beltway and anybody eastbound, of course, this morning fighting the bright sunshine right now. I'm Chuck Whitaker with traffic and weather on the threes on Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
Your Fox 45 forecast. We are drying things out today with some sunshine returning. Otherwise, still warm with highs in the low 80s. Partly cloudy and comfortable tonight, too, with lows in the mid-60s. From the Fox 45 Weather Authority, I'm meteorologist Amy Aronson for Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
Right now, you're taking a look at temperatures just barely into the 70s already. 70 degrees in Baltimore. Reisterstown has still 64. On Talk Radio 680 WCBM, good morning. It's 8:04. I'm Bruce Elliott, and now the news continues on Talk Radio 680 WCBM. Baltimore police are investigating the death of a man in East Baltimore. Officers responded to a home at the 1200 block of North Patterson Park Avenue for a welfare check yesterday morning. When they arrived, they found a man who was obviously deceased. The man's body taken to the medical examiner, who will determine the cause and manner of death. The Carroll County Board of Commissioners supporting landowners who are fighting the Maryland Piedmont Reliability Project. The board has filed a friend of the court brief with the U.S. Court of Appeals for the Fourth Circuit. The brief urges the panel to reverse a lower court ruling granting injunction that follows PSEG to enter and remain on private property for environmental testing. An investigation underway after a man was shot in Baltimore's Northeast District yesterday afternoon. Police were called to an area hospital about 4:30 p.m. after a man turned up with a gunshot wound. According to police, the victim was shot in the 4900 block of Frankfort Avenue. There has been no update on the victim's condition. A Maryland senator is reacting to the Office of Management and Budget's memo directing federal agencies to consider mass layoffs if Congress does not reach a funding agreement by September 30th. Chris Van Hollen says President Trump is engaged in, quote, mafia-style blackmail with his threats, ultimately harming the American people. And Thursday's bail review hearing for the Timoney man accused of killing his ex-wife has been rescheduled and will take place today. 65-year-old Carl Geiger, accused of killing his 69-year-old Patricia Watson-Geiger, his ex-wife, in the home they shared on Oakcroft Drive in September. Geiger appeared in a Baltimore County courtroom yesterday, but the attorneys he claimed would be representing him told the court they had not been retained. Geiger then requested a public defender, his bail review postponed until today. 8:06 on WCBM. Next, WCBM Stein on Sports.
Hi, Sean Casey. When I endorse a product or service on the radio, I take it very seriously, and I do my research. I did the same when I first met Vinny Steele with Your Home Sold Guaranteed Realty about 9 years ago. Vinny's here in studio today, and I'm going to ask the same question I asked you when we first met and before you helped hundreds of our listeners sell their home. Vinny, tell us, what sets you apart from other real estate companies?
Well, Sean, number one is my guaranteed offers. I'm so confident I will sell your home at 100% of your price that if for some reason I can't, I'll pay you the difference. Number two is I have the buyer so your home may already be sold. I literally have 12,786 buyers in my buyers in waiting database. This is how I'm able to create higher demand, more offers, and that means more money in your pocket.
Friends, get to know Vinny Steele like I have. Upfront written guarantees with the least hassle. Call or text Vinny right now. 410-709-7515. That's 410-709-7515 or visit VinnySteele.com.
Now, Gary Stein on Sports.
805 Sports is brought to you by the Comfort Guys. That's Farnan and Dermer, keeping your home warm all winter long. The walk-off homer by Dylan Beavers yesterday was the sixth walk-off win for Baltimore this season, the fifth in the month of September alone. So what does that say about this young Oriole team still competing late into the year? Here's Dylan Beavers.
Hey, no matter what the score is, you know, we were down a good few runs today, and, you know, nobody's mailing it in. Everyone's, you know, we're trying to win until the last pitch is thrown.
And then manager Mancelino, as he looks around the clubhouse for Baltimore and what he sees.
There hasn't been one day where I've questioned our players' effort and their fight. So it's nice when it shows up in the game and everybody gets to write a nice story about it and the fans get to live it and see it.
And a sidebar on the walk-off wins of the six this year, all have come after August 13th. Two provided by Beavers, two provided by Sam Basayo. Much has been made about the Lions using a spy on defense to shadow and ultimately limit Lamar last week, and it's something the Chiefs have employed as well. Offensive coordinator Todd Monken says if the Ravens are smart about it, they can use it to their benefit.
The advantage of that for us is if they're not rushing, it's one less rusher, and if they're not in coverage, it's one less cover guy. So there's give and take to every coverage and every scheme, and they made a couple plays out of it, but the Chiefs have done that as well.
Maryland basketball making news this week, signing their second recruit for 2026. It's four-star power forward Adama Tambadou, 6'7", 230-pound post player, ranked 18th at his position in the country. And they're underway at Bethpage Black. Let's get you the latest here. The 45th Ryder Cup Americans Bryson DeChambeau and Justin Thomas are one up through four holes against John Rahm and Tyrrell Hatton. Scottie Scheffler and Russell Henley are tied through three with Ludvig Åberg and Matt Fitzpatrick. Coming up in 30 minutes, what does the future hold for manager Mancelino? And that is Stein on Sports.
Did you know Farnan and Dermer are HVAC pros? Being Maryland's oldest and best, they're family owned and operated since 1902. Winter cold doesn't stand a chance. So if it's time for a new heating system, they make it easy. 0% financing up to 60 months, plus rebates up to $7,000. And don't forget that tax credit, $2,000 you get. But it goes away at the end of this year. Call 410-367-7777. That's Farnan and Dermer, the comfort guys that you can trust. From Reisterstown to Big Town, from Westminster to Bel Air South, this is the right choice for Maryland.
Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
You're listening to The Morning Drive with Casey and Elliot on Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
It's Friday.
Yeah, it is.
End of the work week, end of the school week. Get ready for the weekend. First full weekend in fall. It's going to be a wet one here starting tomorrow. Today we're okay. And we'll get into that a little bit later on. 410-922-6680, 1-800-WCBM-680. You can email us at themorningdrive at WCBM.com. Text into the show using the free WCBM mobile app. In case you can't catch us live or you missed the 6 o'clock hour, you can always listen on demand. But as always, we thank you for listening and supporting our sponsors here at WCBM. Coming up in this hour, we're going to take a look at, do Democrats, do they want war? Are they really advocating for a civil war. It seems like they are. Delegate Nina Mangione goes on the House. But our top story here today is that the Maryland Board of Revenue Estimates announced the state's financial condition yesterday and remains virtually unchanged, which is somewhat of a surprise because I really thought we were headed for a special session.
Yeah.
And Maryland Comptroller Brooke Learman reflecting on the state's improved financial situation.
These are incredibly uncertain times for Marylanders. This actually feels like a big win for us.
Maryland did face a $3 billion deficit, but now enjoys a surplus largely due to the $1.6 billion in new taxes and fees, the 338-plus fees imposed on us by the progressive, radical Democrats running the state. Let's not forget we lost our AAA bond rating. We are losing businesses. We're losing retirees. We're losing our properties, even though Governor Moore says he stands with the people. And again, Learman says, doesn't look like a special session will be needed at this time.
Think about where we were earlier this year in February and March. We were very concerned about where things would be today in September. There were discussions about the need for a special session if things really deteriorated. And we are not there, which is good.
Yeah, well, it's good for the moment. But Republican Senator Justin Reedy says, let's not forget how we got here.
We have to raise every conceivable tax and fee just to keep limping along. Governor Moore talks a lot about lifting people up, but when you pass over 330 tax and fee hikes while you're governor, that's pushing people down.
But the other shoe that could drop is the job losses that could be coming. In any government shutdown or slowdown, and more federal jobs may, mass layoffs could happen, and that could affect Maryland's revenue.
There's no question that we will see the effects of federal policy changes, job reductions, and spending cuts. The question is when those effects will materialize and the degree of the impact.
We ought to be able to take a little bit of federal government cutting and manage, but right now we're leveraged to the hilt.
And Reedy also will address the deficit spending that's been going on. But there's also a very disturbing concept that the Maryland Republicans reminded me of in a statement yesterday. It's called decoupling. And we'll explain what that is and why that may hurt Marylanders coming up in just a second.
813, Talk Radio 680, WCBM, traffic and weather on the threes. Once again, it's Chuck Whitaker.
All right, so 895, still a little bit slow, but there are some gaps in the traffic. But Eastern Avenue into the Old Harbor Tunnel, and we can see that both the lanes are moving through there. Have not seen any issues so far at the Fort McHenry Tunnel, but the heavy traffic is always there on 95 South. Going into the tunnel, a little bit slow in the left tube southbound. I don't think we're getting any big backup out of that, but I'm going to check the camera right now to O'Donnell Street, and it looks like we're still okay coming around that curve from the Eastern Avenue Bridge. So right now, we're still only about 5 to 6 minutes at the Old Harbor Tunnel. We're under 5 minutes at the Fort McHenry Tunnel, Newark, Baltimore County, Campbell Boulevard at Honeygo Boulevard up on the northeast side. I'm Chuck Whitaker with traffic and weather on the threes on Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
Fox 45 Weather Authority forecast. It's going to dry out a little bit later on. Partly sunny with highs in the low 80s a little bit later on this afternoon. Tomorrow morning starts off cloudy, then a chance of scattered showers by the afternoon hours early. Rain in the evening hours as well. Right now we're cloudy and 69 in Arnold and 68 in Middle River. And time to see which Democrat emerges from a Democrat clown EV.
Ladies and gentlemen, once again, it is time for us to head to the circus. This is a very special edition of the Democrat clown car because the individuals involved are not Democrats. And it's only the clownish behavior we're pointing out here. So please, head to the big top, grab your seats, focus your attention on the center ring as the car enters from the far left, comes to a full stop, and out steps two very fine play-by-play announcers, reminding us what happened the last time we were watching a Kansas City Chiefs game.
who think they have a chance to win the game, and this play should put them in field goal range.
This is actually funny. Do they really think they stand a chance against the mighty Mahomo? And there it is. The mighty Mahomo is doing the good old end this game stare to the refs.
This game shouldn't last much longer. And would you look at that? The Chiefs have recovered the football.
Absolutely zero surprises here, but hold on a second. The refs signaled a false start, which wouldn't give the Chiefs the ball.
The refs are frantically trying to fix this to not be executed by Mahomes.
And wow, I've never seen this before. Patrick Mahomes is audibling the penalty call.
We are witnessing greatness with our own eyes.
It appears that the refs are ready to make the call.
Trying to win against Patrick Mahomes on the offense. As a result, the mighty Mahomes is now the franchise owner. Automatic Chiefs win by 50 points.
Whoa!
That's why he's the GOAT.
We are witnessing the greatest of all time, folks.
If Taylor Swift approves, so do I.
Another Mahomo victory means another successful day in the NFL.
And that's what we're facing this weekend. So be aware. Y'all just be aware. Talk Radio 680 WCBM. It's 816.
Wow.
The mighty Mahomo.
The mighty Mahomo and the Tay-Tay. So back to this report by the Maryland Comptroller that, hey, we're doing okay. It's a big win. No special session. You ought to be thankful. You ought to get on your knees, Marylanders and voters and listeners, and thank the Governor Taxmore because, you know, he saved us from financial ruin. Well, we still don't have the AAA bond ready. But Senator Reedy says, no, no, no. What they should be doing is stop the deficit spending.
We've got deficits coming back, and they've already raised all these taxes and fees. And there's no end in sight to deficits down the roads.
And then we get a statement from the House Republicans. Let me read it to you. Given that Governor Moore and Democrat leadership in the General Assembly just ushered in the largest tax increase in Maryland's history, it should come as no surprise that, for now at least, we're not seeing a revenue write-down, said House Minority Leader Jason Buckle. While they will not have to raise state taxes in the upcoming session, here's the important part, they may choose to permanently decouple Maryland from many of the tax benefits in the One Big Beautiful Bill Act. As many Maryland taxpayers can certainly attest, what is good for state coffers is not always good for their wallets, end of quote. So, you know, can they decouple? Can states refuse federal benefits passed by Congress? And the answer to that is, the short answer is yes.
Yeah.
They can say, no, we don't want it. We're not going to observe those federal tax benefits here in the state of Maryland. Two things will then happen. One, they will be sued. Maryland will be sued.
Sure.
And two, again, in most of those cases, the supremacy clause will be invoked.
Mm-hmm.
And in most of those cases, the federal government wins. Not yeah. all, but yeah. most of those cases. But
so, supremacy clause basically is federal law trumps state law.
Right.
State law trumps local law.
But they would have to have a compelling case. Why would you decouple?
Yeah.
From the tax benefits that, and I guess they would have to, I have to look deeper into this, but I guess the argument's going to be that if we allow the One Big Beautiful Bill Act in the state of Maryland to go on as passed, then does it reduce revenue to the state and makes more revenue to the federal government? I don't know. I have to look into the inner workings of that, but otherwise it's going to hurt. It's not going to benefit anybody. Again, remember, it was all in the the no tax on tips, the Social Security tax exemption for seasoned citizens, and there was one other that I can't slip my mind now. But if you're not able to access those, that's going to hurt Marylanders who are already being hammered with a $1.67 billion. So while that might not be a tax increase, technically, it will. Yeah, it's serve the same purpose. Yeah.
Yeah. It's a difference without a distinction without a difference.
Right.
Yeah. But by the way, with my personal history, I thought the decoupling meant something entirely different. I thought it meant getting divorced. So it's a whole new kind of concept for me.
It's, right. It is. Yeah. It's a divorce from the state and the federal government benefits. That's what it is.
Decoupling.
So you were right on it there.
Concept, at least.
It's 8:20, 20 minutes after the hour. Vinny Steele, your Home Sold Guarantee Realty Company, is with us once again on our hotline.
Good morning, Vinny.
Hey, good morning, guys. Happy Friday.
Happy Friday indeed. And tomorrow's the big day. Looks like you're going to have great weather for the Miracles in Motion run at the Maryland Zoo.
Yeah, Sean, you know, we are super excited. You know, we love when it was in downtown Baltimore at the Maryland Running Festival, but there's really something special about doing the run inside the zoo. with all the animals around you. You know, last year we took our time on the run so we could just soak in the beauty of the park.
That sounds like a lot of fun. It really does. You and your company are always looking for ways to give back and be part of the fundraising efforts that are now all for a great cause.
Yeah, Bruce, you know, this is part of our Go Serve Big mission, which not only donates a portion of our income on every home sale to one of our Go Serve Big partners, but also provides opportunities to volunteer, to help fundraise. And this year's goal for Miracles in Motion, which benefits Johns Hopkins Children's Center, is $250,000.
Wow, that's a big one. And we all know that they are great stewards of that money and make sure it goes to where it's most needed, helping those children and their families.
Yeah, that's right, Sean. You know, and if you want to be part of the fun, there's still time to register. You can go on our Facebook page, click on the link for the event. And once you register, there are over 100 teams that you can join. All are allocating their funds to different areas within the hospital, or you can create your own team. There's a 5K. There's a one-mile run. There's also a kids dash. And after that, there are tents set up. There's giveaways. There's vendors. So it's a great time for you and your family to enjoy the nice weather and support a very worthy cause.
So if everybody listening wants to join you, Vinny, or any other team, make sure you visit Vinny's Facebook page for all the details.
Yep, and you can search for me on Facebook, register today. You can even register at the event, which we don't recommend. We say register today, be better. But if you have any questions, you feel free to reach out to our office, 410-709-7515. That's 410-709-7515.
And Vinny, thanks so much. And again, good luck to you tomorrow. It's always a great thing that you do. We appreciate it. And we'll talk to you next Friday.
Have a great run.
All right. Sounds great, guys. We'll see you. Bye.
And you know, it kind of hits home because yesterday was my grandson Brooks's third birthday. And we were over there for the big birthday party and so on and so forth. And we're very blessed to have two healthy, wonderful grandchildren. And there are children at Johns Hopkins and elsewhere who are battling all sorts of, you know, cancer, diseases. They need help. And if we can just impose upon you, if you can't get out there to run or walk, then you can make a donation to the Johns Hopkins Children's Center that is greatly appreciated, or St. Jude's, or whatever child, charity is out there that you feel is worthy and benefit. It is inestimable how much help that you can provide for these children.
It is indeed. 8:23 right now, Talk Radio 680, WCBM. Traffic and weather on the threes all morning long. Chuck Whitaker.
At 8:95 is still looking at some slowing right around O'Donnell Street coming down from the Erdman Avenue ramp. And so far, the traffic has been going into the Old Harbor Tunnel, and we don't see any big problems there. Two green lights southbound. But to keep in mind, the old tunnel is only two lanes as you're moving through that area. 95, in the meantime, four lanes wide, and the pace is still good. 95, Russell Street, 395, looking at you live here. Everybody's okay towards Arbutus. 295 south towards the airport, and the sky ramp is open from 95 northbound. There is a medic call was in Howard County, Route 32, north of I-70. There's some police activity now outside of Havre de Grace. They're near the ramp at Level Road, which is Route 155 at the 95 ramp. City police and fire just rolling up on a wreck in Edmondson Village at Edmondson Avenue at Swan Avenue. Of course, that's over on the west side. I'm Chuck Whitaker with traffic and weather on the threes on Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
And your Fox 35 Weather Authority forecast. It's going to be a dry day a little bit later on today. Partly sunny, high about 82. And then maybe some rain slip into the area tomorrow afternoon and evening. Right now, it is 66 and partly cloudy in Forest Hill, 68 in Baltimore City. We now have an identity of that young teen who died under state care in a hotel in downtown Baltimore. Her name, 16 years of age, Kanaya Ward. That was at the Residence Inn in Marriott Baltimore at the Johns Hopkins Medical Campus. And apparently dispatch records listed a call for an overdose at the time and location. Lily Price, Human Services Agency Press Secretary, said the department is investigating the matter and would hold our contractors accountable. And the well-being of Maryland's children, remember, it's Governor Morris that leave no one behind. Well, Kanaya Ward got left behind. Now, I'm not blaming the governor, but I am saying that the governor should take immediate action. This idea, and I don't know what the perfect answer is, but somebody's got to come up with a solution. I don't know why First off, when you're placing foster children in foster homes, you ought to know that the number one magnet for pedophiles, predators, and perverts is anything to do with children.
Yeah.
Schools, daycare centers, teams, coaches, foster. That should be your number one priority. That they not that you check, double check, triple check if you have to make sure they're not being placed in a home where there's a sex offender who's been registered, by the way. You know, I understand maybe sometimes that sex offender isn't registered or you don't know they're a sex offender. But you should be doing a complete background check and a vetting on these individuals. Secondly, why are they placing them in hotels? They should not be placed in a hotel setting. I mean, wasn't it last October in Owings Mills we had a one-on-one rape of a child?
Yep.
And so I think this is a policy that needs to be ditched immediately. If you can't place them in a proper home, then find a church group, a synagogue group, a Muslim group, faith-based group that can help care for that child until they can get properly placed in a foster home or maybe in a state facility with proper supervision. But right now, if they can't place them in a home, you know where they go? They go to a hospital or they go into a hotel.
Great.
And now you have a death on your hand in here in the state of Maryland. And now Maryland Senate President Bill Ferguson, he says he wants to know if COVID-era remote work policies for state government employees contributed to these sex offenders having access to foster children. He says, quote, "I think that remote work can be very, very absolutely critical tool, but where I see the biggest gaps are for new employees who don't get the level of training, interaction, and build the relationships. And in the case here, this is a state agency that has oversight over local social services departments," end of quote. Again, I think it's just an incredible indictment of how cold and callous and incompetent that the state bureaucracy can be.
Yeah. Well, you know, they do their 9 to 5 or 8 to 4 and go home. It's not their problem.
Hey, I placed the kid. I got rid of the kid. Kid's, you know, but I don't know where the kid is. I don't know who the kid
doesn't
is.
Doesn't matter.
With.
He's off
doesn't
my
matter, but I'm all, it's off my budget or agenda list.
Yep. No, it's off my to-do list, fellas. I just don't have time for this. I got to get home and watch something on TV, you know.
And then in another incredible story. And you shake your head when you hear this. Science, the was not being taught in some Baltimore County elementary schools, we find out. The district found that a subject matter gap when visiting top-performing schools and teachers after the MCAP scores were released, that the district had seen improved science scores with reforms made after the discovery, but here, according to this article in the Baltimore Sun paper, there were several schools where science was just skipped. They didn't teach it at all. Who the hell's running a store here? I just don't get it. I mean, there's got to be somebody, a principal, an administrator, somebody. What about the superintendent? Where's the demand for accountability? We talk about the juvenile accountability. But where's the adult accountability when we have, in city schools, like 20 to 30 schools where not a single student is proficient in math? And then in Baltimore County, which, by the way, is heading towards Baltimore City Schools, just letting you know. That's what's happening. Hate to say that, but that's the direction that we're headed. You have science, not even taught.
30 seconds on this, if I might. I guess dovetails into this. I got a piece this morning. There was an issue that took place up at Hunt Valley Shopping Center, the mall up there, a town center, I guess it's called. Some guy went into, I guess it was the makeup place, I forget what it's called.
Ulta.
Mm-hmm. And robbed the place. Wearing a balaclava. A guy walked in, saw him, and got out, although this guy had a couple black belts and was carrying a weapon. He didn't want to put people at risk. And then the guy simply walked out of the store and moved on. The only good part of the story is the police caught him over by one of the outlying buildings and had him face down on the concrete. But this is what happened at Towson Town Center.
Right.
This is what's happened elsewhere. This is how it starts.
So now it's at the Hunt Valley, Hunt Valley Mall.
Yeah.
Now the
I mean, what if they're now looking for property in Shrewsbury?
This is what happens when Democrats run the show, folks.
Yep.
Just saying. 8:30, time for news headlines. Once again, here's Bruce.
Thanks. Sean Maryland Senator reacting to the Office of Management and Budget's memo directing federal federal agencies to consider mass layoffs if Congress does not reach a funding agreement by September 30th. Chris Van Hollen says President Trump is engaged in, quote, mafia-style blackmail with his threats, ultimately harming the American people. He says the federal workers have nothing to do with the ongoing political and policy disputes that have brought the government to the brink of a shutdown. The Democrat lawmaker also says the administration's threats are not only an attack on American services and benefits, they are also, quote, likely illegal. Thursday's bail review hearing for the Des Moines man accused of killing his ex-wife was rescheduled. Will take place today. 65-year-old Carl Geiger is accused of killing 69-year-old Patricia Watson Geiger in a home they shared on Oakcroft Drive on September 15th. Geiger appeared in a Baltimore County courtroom yesterday, but the law firm he said that he had said they've not been retained. Geiger then requested a public defender, and his bail review has been postponed until today. The Carroll County Board of Commissioners supporting landowners who are fighting the Maryland Piedmont Reliability Project. The board has filed an amicus brief with the U.S. Court of Appeals for the Fourth Circuit. Brief urges the panel to reverse a lower court ruling granting an injunction that allows PSEG to enter and remain on private property for environmental testing. Baltimore police are investigating the death of a man in East Baltimore. Officers responded to a home at the 1200 block of North Patterson Park Avenue for a welfare check yesterday morning. When they arrived, they found a man who was obviously deceased. The man's body taken to the medical examiner, who will determine the cause and manner of death. An investigation underway after a man was shot in Baltimore's Northeast District yesterday afternoon. Police were called to an area hospital about 4:30 after a man turned up there with a gunshot wound. According to police, he was shot in the 4900 block of Frankfort Avenue. Pick 3 lottery number, pick 4 lottery number, and traffic and weather on the 3s all coming up.
This is Pastor David Lewis at the Cub Hill Bible Presbyterian Church with a moment of truth. What has been painfully obvious for decades here in Maryland has finally brought me to the conclusion that it's time for a new game plan in our state legislature. We who are conservative and Christian take a beating at the ballot box every time there's an election. If we ever hope to see any change in Maryland laws and regulations, it will have to come from above because it will never happen legislatively. So here's my proposal to my delicate friends who are Christian, and you know who you are. Put down your weapons of compromise and pick up your sword of the Spirit. Do what the prophet Nahum did almost 2,700 years ago. Pronounce God's judgment on those who promote evil. Let them know that God will judge Maryland for its idolatry, arrogance, and oppression. Let them know that God will not allow anyone to usurp his authority. Maybe the Lord will convict them and they'll have a change of heart. Only then will they do God's will and not the will of an ignorant electorate. This is Pastor David Lewis at today's Moment of Truth.
Talk Radio 680, WCBM, it's 833. Traffic and weather on the 3s, Chuck Whitaker.
If you're traveling in Rosedale, there's some emergency utility work now underway. Limited lanes, Kenwood Avenue and Hazelwood Avenue. And they'll be working through the mid-morning, probably into the afternoon. So be prepared there. You may be alternating lanes. Some police activity reported in Kearney at Joppa Road at Perrin Parkway. So keep an eye out for Baltimore County there. Edmondson Avenue at Swan Avenue, the new wreck in the city over on the west side. Still a brief delay, but it's getting better now on 895 southbound, the Old Harbor Tunnel. Construction delays, they work during the rush hour. Northbound 95 at Route 24. Limited lanes there. 76 mile marker on the northbound side. I'm Chuck Bicker with traffic and weather on the 3s on Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
Your Fox 45 forecast. We are drying things out today with some sunshine returning. Otherwise, still warm with highs in the low 80s. Partly cloudy and comfortable tonight, too, with lows in the mid-60s. From the Fox 45 Weather Authority, I'm meteorologist Amy Aronson for Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
Now, Gary Stein on sports.
835 Sports brought to you by Greben Wealth Management, your TSP rollover specialist. Issue number one for the Birds in the offseason will be to answer the question, who's the manager? Manager Mancelino, of course, is the interim manager, future, of course, up in the air. He was asked yesterday with that knowledge if he may have taken a look around Camden Yards wistfully.
No, I'm not. That's not how I am. That's not really my personality. I think I'm pretty cut and dry on those types of things. So, I grew up in this business, so I understand how this business goes. And I watched it with my dad, and I've lived it. So, I appreciate everything here.
Birds will conclude the season in New York beginning tonight at 7:05 with the left-hander Trevor Rogers going for his 10th win of the season. The Ravens are 2.5-point favorites in Kansas City this week, and that's perhaps more than a mild surprise after the bullying they took last week at the hands of the Lions. Lamar has beaten the Chiefs just once in his career. Was asked if there was any extra motivation going into Arrowhead.
Like I always say, you know, each and every week I'm going to be motivated no matter who the opponent is, no matter where it is. I'm just trying to win. But no, not really.
Meanwhile, Ravens head coach John Harbaugh with his team at 1-2 says the team still is in the process of figuring out who they are.
Developing ourselves as a football team. You know, we do a lot of good things and we do a lot of not good things. That's the way it is for every team in the league right now. Nobody's playing perfect football.
On the Chiefs side, Andy Reid, the head coach of the Chiefs, saying no matter who the Ravens are, they'll be well prepared.
Well, for the challenge of playing the Ravens, good football team. We played them the last couple of years. We think they know us and we know them pretty much, so should be a heck of a battle.
Injury situation not looking good for Baltimore. Nnamdi Madubuike already has been ruled out. DNPs yesterday included Stanley, Ricard, Van Noy, and Broderick Washington. Travis Jones and Isaiah Likely were limited. College football this weekend. Terps on a bye. They'll host the Washington Huskies next week in College Park. Navy hosts Rice on Saturday. Towson will play at Bryant in their CAA opener. Morgan State will host Miles College tomorrow at Hughes Stadium. High school football, Forest Park and City at 3 o'clock today. Dunbar and Poly at 3:45. Archbishop Spalding travels to Baltimore. They'll take on Gilman at 4. Milford Mill and Catonsville at 6 p.m. Quick update for you from the Ryder Cup. Through 6, Bryson DeChambeau and Justin Thomas of the U.S. Lead John Rahm and Tyrrell Hatton by 1. Scottie Scheffler and Russell Henry trailing by 2 through 5 to Ludvig Åberg and Matt Fitzpatrick. All right, let's get to our Friday football pick'em, gentlemen.
All right.
Just to let you know, I'm 10-2. Bruce, you're 7-5. Sean, you're mopping it up at 5-7. Sorry about that. All right, here we go. Commanders at Falcons. Sean.
Redskins.
Going with the Redskins. Bruce.
Commanders.
Yeah, I'm going with the Falcons. Eagles and Bucks. Bruce.
Eagles.
Okay, Sean.
I'm going with the Bucks. I think the Eagles escaped last week, and then we get this tush-push block that I think might be the key.
I love the tush-push block. I'm going with the Bucks too. Packers and Cowboys, Sean.
Packers.
Packers all the way. Ravens and Chiefs, Bruce.
Despite the great Mahomo being there, I pick the Ravens.
Okay.
Until the Ravens fix their defense, I'm picking the Chiefs.
I'm going with my heart. I'm going with the Ravens this week as well. Right. Gentlemen, have a great weekend.
Enjoy. You do the same. Enjoy your week. We'll see you on Monday.
Thank you. And that is Stein on Sports.
Attention federal employees. Are you planning to retire or already retired? Let Greben Wealth Management, your TSP rollover services specialist, help you explore your options.
Keeping your money in the TSP means limited investment options, withdrawal restrictions, and no personalized advice.
Have other retirement plans? We can help with those, too. Greben Wealth Management offers a full array of financial services.
Call Greben Wealth Management at 410-356-0111 and secure a prosperous retirement.
Securities and advisory services offered through LPL Financial, a registered investment advisor. Member FINRA SIPC.
From the home of the Ravens, the Orioles, and the Star-Spangled Banner. This is the right choice for Maryland.
Talk Radio 680 WCBN.
Day 38, 22 minutes now before the hour of 9 o'clock. Time to go on the house with Delegate Nino Mangione. Good morning, Nino.
Good morning, Sean. Good morning, Bruce.
Hey, bud. All right, big event last night as you again unveil some candidates, including yourself for county council. We have a county executive and somebody that's running for your old seat in the House.
So, guys, you've been a part of politics for a long time. These events, right, they take a lot of time, energy, resources, and their mental roller coaster, because you worry, is it going to be a good turnout? Are you going to do a good job with your speech? All these things. I don't know if Baltimore County, and I'm not just trying to pat ourselves on the back, and thank you to everyone who came out, and Governor Ehrlich, our special guest, Kim Klasick was our MC. She did an amazing job. Bob Ehrlich put it this way, gentlemen, Governor, he brought 350 books in every one of them was gone by the end of the evening. I think we probably had 325 people or so show up. The energy in that room, there was a sense of change in the air. I think Baltimore County is ready for change. The 2026 election, we need a change. Governor Ehrlich was fired up. I'll say that. He spoke at the end. And, you know, I talked about last night some of my points. It's very clear that crime has become one of the major issues, if not the major issue, in Maryland and Baltimore County. Taxes, we've seen Governor Moore has increased taxes a record level in the state. That trickles down on the county level, which I'm running for. Our schools are underperforming and underachieving. I was trying to make these points last night. Parental rights, school children are under attack. Common sense, good judgment no longer exist. And the point I was making last night throughout the theme of the event was that they're all because of Democrat policies. That's why the time is 2026 for change in Maryland, and specifically for me, Baltimore County. And I'm so proud of our team, Pat Dyer for county executive, Kevin Ford running for state senate. I mean, to have an event like that, we are energized. I'm pretty tired, I got to be honest, but we are energized and motivated and ready to go after last night.
Yeah, I mean, it sounds like it was an amazing success, and that's what it's going to take. This is going to be the kind of effort we need. Charlie's Army,
yep,
and we need the people in Maryland to get engaged. You can no longer sit on the back bench and wait for somebody else to do it. You have to do it. Thank you, Nino, for you leading it, and others. And thanks to Governor Ehrlich for coming out. I'm sure Kim did a great job. She always does. But when you look at this, this is going to be the people. We have to get to the people, and they, whether it's through donations or volunteering. You're now running for a county council seat for next year, in a year where the county council is going to expand, in a year that we're not quite sure what it's going to look like due to redistricting. What kind of challenges are you facing in this county council race?
Yeah, and you just made a very good point, and that's what was so amazing about last night is, I mean, you go to these political events all the time and you see a lot of the same people, and God bless them, they're the activists, they're the ones who are giving everything they have. But last night was a room filled with new people, energized people that are not necessarily politically active, so to speak, and that's what we need, people getting off the sideline, people getting off the sofa, getting involved. A lot of times, obviously, it's very important if they can write a check. We need to get them we need the resources to spread the message. But being involved, being that citizen that's active and engaged, because they're tired. They're tired of what's been going on. And we face a lot of challenges. I mean, Maryland, the state of Maryland, obviously, and that's number one. I mean, the most important thing I would have to say, to be honest with you, is to defeat, far more important than my election, is to defeat Westmore.
Can tell that's me if you could, Nino, if you could, tell me about voter registration and how that impacts your race.
Well, voter registration is key. That's why Patty Fallon is the chair of the Baltimore County Republican Party. She has made it, that's been their goal since since the last presidential election. We went to the Republican headquarters in Baltimore County, and she was telling us in Baltimore County alone, the thousands of Republican voters that did not vote in the last election, and her focus is turning them out. And it takes organized, active individuals like Patty and some of the members of her team, so to speak, to get out there and to have a team that's organized to get people out to vote that are registered but not involved. And that could be the difference, especially in elections like mine in Baltimore County Council, that end up being the difference between winning and losing.
All right, stick with us. More with Delegate Nino Mangione on the House. And right now we're going to pause for an update on traffic.
8:43, traffic and weather on the threes. Chuck Whitaker.
There's still some slowing on the Beltway, the west side, especially Liberty Road down through Route 40. The interloop is slow coming up, and I think it's a little bit due to that construction area. Interloop from Route 40 through I-70 and then up through Liberty Road. We're slow a little bit through Green Spring and the Parkville side, trying to get better, but bunches up a little bit between Hartford Road and Providence Road. Don't see any late problems now. We've cleared out. We've gone completely clear southbound at both the Harbor Tunnels, and the JFX is running okay from Ruxton Road down through the city county line. I'm Chuck Whitaker with traffic and weather on the threes on Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
Fox 45 Weather Authority forecast will dry out a little bit later on today. Partly sunny, 82 right now. Partly cloudy, 71 in Annapolis at 67 in Reisterstown. On our newsmaker hotline, Delegate Nino Mangione is on the House. Big event last night. I'm sure in the very coming days get a chance to meet Pat Dyer and Kevin Ford. Most of our audience is obviously familiar with you, Nino. And a nice piece in the Baltimore Banner.
Yeah.
The other day. You know,
they could have used
how many poses did it take to get to strike that one pose? That's what we really want to know.
John, that was not my most flattering picture. I'm very disappointed that they used that. It was the first thing I looked at that picture. I'm like, really? I don't know. I was taking the picture and just kind of the photographer is just like, all right, move this way, move your head down this way, turn that way, and I'm just listening to him. Yeah. And the first thing, I saw that picture, and I'm like, really, not my best. But I thought they did a fair job. They were fair, and they you know, did not. And the banner, I believe, is a little bit of a liberal-leaning news outlet, but I thought that they...
100%, yeah.
And, yeah, I appreciated the reporter. She was there. We had a lot of media coverage last night, actually. So, yeah, not, the picture, not my favorite, but I thought...
Oh, I don't know about that. You know,
overall.
I think them adding those the Harpo Marx eyebrows were very effective.
Yes, yes. Exactly.
The Groucho Marx, I'm sorry.
One of those Marx brothers.
Yeah, one of the Marx brothers.
So I want to get your thoughts on something here and get right to it, because there's an article in the last 2 days in the Baltimore Sun involving Baltimore County Schools. This is a school board that sought to censure Maggie Litz Domanowski because she was daring to ask or hold the superintendent to task over the budget. And now we find out that science, the topic, subject of science, was not being taught in several Baltimore County elementary schools. They're saying this wasn't intentional, it was just an oversight. Is anybody minding the store at the school board or the superintendent? How in God's name do we not teach science in Baltimore County elementary schools?
Well, first of all, Maggie does a great job, Maggie Domanowski. She was there at the event last night. It was good to see her. I didn't have much time to speak with her since there were so many people, but Maggie's doing a great job. The whole thing about the censor was just outrageous, and it was just foolish. It was foolish. It had no bearing on what was going on. She didn't do anything wrong, but look, the story about not teaching science in class, Sean Bruce, that is the whole problem here. They're using the children as a social experiment rather than focusing on education. And all we ever hear about is we need more money for education, but we don't ever hear about standards, success, achievement. That is the problem in education. Science, math, and reading are the only three basics that we need to focus on. And instead, they're talking about sexual... they have sexual explicit books in live school libraries. You have DEI for young kids. It's outrageous. Simple stuff. And you wonder why kids are coming out of school that they're not educated, they're not able to do basic, they're not proficient in math and in reading and science. And we used to, I hate to say this because it used to be like, okay, let's, you know, Chris Papps, for example, always knocks on with Project Baltimore, Baltimore City. Well, it's not just schools in the inner cities that are failing. Baltimore County now, they're not even doing the basics in Baltimore County. And it's one of the reasons, again, that I was running for county council rather than just sticking with the state issues. The state, I mean, they have their own problems, and they need to get it right. But that's why I started focusing on the county. When you see issues like that, it really makes you wonder what the hell's going on.
Well, of course, in all fairness, at least one or two of those courses had textbooks that included cursive. So that's like learning a whole new language for students.
Yeah.
They've never seen that before.
I think they're not saying that they may be moving back to cursive.
Oh,
again.
Really?
Yeah, so maybe that's some.
Here I thought this would be a wonderful language for us to speak and no one else.
The other big story really is, once again, we have a report of a crime being committed in Hunt Valley Town Center. Towson Town Center, I think, is pretty much halfway gone. That's my opinion. Hunt Valley now was a nice place. You could go shop, get something to eat, and now we had apparently the Ulta makeup store was ransacked. Act or something. They eventually caught the guy, but where's the security? I know the police have an impossible job. You can't protect everything.
They have security there.
But what's going on in the county with crime just seems to be getting much worse, Nino.
And that's the problem as well. And I live 5 minutes up the road from the town center. I'm there all the time. It is a great town center. Lots of great small businesses that make up the office buildings here. But you're right, Sean. The crime has, I see car break-ins. That's become, I'm very close with the precinct captain here. And that's become these quality of life crimes, so to speak. Now, the alt one, that's a little bit different, but people breaking in the cars, these little smash and grabs. And the thing is, at the end of the day, you need policies. The police can only do so much, and obviously they cannot be everywhere all the time, but you need a legislature in Annapolis, for example. You need a county council that piggybacks on that, that is going to make it a point that crime will not be tolerated in our communities, in our state, but in our communities. And that's where this starts. And until, I said last night, I will have the backs of law enforcement. But the problem is, and it all stems from Annapolis, that's where it starts. If they're going to be laxed on crime, it's just going to trickle down, and it starts off in Towson, which is an economic driver, which we start to see deteriorate, mm-hmm. and then it moves further north, and that's part of my platform, is to work with law enforcement to do whatever we can to stop this quality of life from decreasing, especially with these crime issues. And again, it really, I hate to say it, I mean, you have to have the policies coming out of Annapolis first.
Yeah. All right, about 30 seconds. 30 seconds left. How do listeners help out? How do they contribute? How do they volunteer for your campaign and others?
Well, I was NinoForMD.com. That's our website. But follow us on Facebook. We're very active on social media. We have 15,000 people on our page. That's where we talk about all our events coming up. That's where we, you know, send messages out about what we feel on the issues, et cetera. So follow us on social media and go to NinoForMD.com.
Thanks, Nino. Thanks, we'll talk Nino. To you next Friday.
You
best of luck to you, bud.
And Delegate care. Nina Mangione goes on the House. Time for our Feel Good News segment of the day.
I need some.
All right, brought to you by Town Appliance, right off Rice's Down Road at Owings Mills for all your appliance needs. A woman who could not swim sprang into action to help save an 11-year-old girl who was drowning at a park in Florida. The girl was collecting shells, accidentally slipped into the water. Bridget Addison saw her and ran in. She was able to pull the girl to the embankment. Here's Bridget and Mia Garcia talking about this amazing rescue.
Thank God we are here, especially her. I wanted you to know how very special you are. Continue being the beautiful person God has created you to be. People keep saying you're a hero. You're a hero. You're a hero. I feel like if you see anybody in distress, help them.
She saved me from gators. She is a hero. She just probably doesn't see that.
Incredible story, brought to you by Town Hall. Town Appliance, right off Rice's Down Road, Owings Mills, for all your appliance needs.
Hi, it's Kim Klasick. When I think appliances, I think Town Appliance in Owings Mills. You're going to meet Mayor and Mayor, and they'll help you make the best choice. Whether you're remodeling or replacing, they'll guide you through all their brands, like Electrolux and Frigidaire. Over 70 trusted brands to choose from. Whatever fits your style and budget, they will customize it just for you. This is a family-run store that actually treats you like family. Skip the big box chaos and take it from me. Once you walk into their showroom, be prepared to be amazed, like I was. TownAppliance.com, powered by family, trusted by yours.
If your home is a bit dated, one of the best things you can do is renovate prior to selling. But how do you pay for it? I'm Sean Holden, owner of Renovation Real Estate. Let Renovation.Real Estate take care of everything for you. We handle the upfront costs, complete the renovations, then list your home for sale. You don't pay for renovations until closing. No gimmicks, just results. Imagine using our money to raise the value of your property without any upfront expense. Call today at 410-724-1199 or visit us at Renovation.Real Estate. We fix it, we sell it, you profit. MHIC 118-795.
Finding assisted living is tricky enough without someone trying to trick you. That's why at Lorien, they don't tell you one thing on the tour, then something else after you move in. They tell you exactly what to expect, from their transparent pricing to their robust available medical care, with a licensed nurse on site 24 hours a day. Lorien was Maryland's first assisted living location over 45 years ago, and they strive to be Maryland's most reassuring now. Their pricing calculator provides a great start. Try it online at LorienMakesSense.com.
8:53, traffic and weather on the threes. Once again, it's Chuck Whitaker.
The Beltway Interloop towards Green Spring, a little bit slow there. It gets better as you cross the ramp there right at the JFX and down the hill and eventually over towards 83. The Interloop is still a bit slow. You're coming up from Edmondson Avenue and Route 40, and as you cross Route 40, it begins to slow right there. I've been looking around that area. I don't see anything in the roadway, but then there's the construction right up ahead just after I-70. There are no shoulders available there, and I think they're just taking their time getting through there. Parkville side is improving. We're all clear at both the Harbor Tunnels. Now, a couple of things. Construction is underway. Northbound 95, Harford County, Route 24. They block a lane there through the midday. And they'll be working today emergency road work at Kenwood Avenue and Hazelwood Avenue on the Rosedale side. I'm Chuck Whitaker with traffic and weather on the threes on Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
Clock 45, Weather Authority forecast. It drying out now. Of course, sun is out, and it'll be about 82 for the high today tomorrow. We start cloudy, then a chance to scatter showers by the afternoon, steadier rain by evening in the mid-70s. But right now, we are at 70, mostly sunny in Middle River, 70 in Glen Burnie. Kim Klasick Live is coming up next. Good morning, Kim.
Good morning,
you
Kim.
Did a fantastic job last night.
Oh,
you
got a report.
Kudos flowed in.
Oh, nice. I appreciate that. It was funny because I was talking to some people there beforehand that of course listened to the show, and I told this one woman, Pat, I was like, you know, I've never been an MC before. I have no idea what this is going to be like. Oh. She's like, Kim, you're an MC every day. I listen to your show.
Yepers.
And I was like, oh, you know what? Maybe I do. I'll be fine. Maybe. So that was funny. But you know, we're going to talk about the event last night. I think it was well attended. It went really well. Great speeches. And I hope people call in and give their thoughts as well, because I think all three candidates were amazing last night. Of course, and plus, you know, former Governor Bob Early.
Right.
And he, was a really great
he sold all the books.
He
brought 350 books. They all went out the door.
They're all gone. Yeah. It was crazy. Like I said, it was standing room only. I could not believe it. It was wild. So we're definitely going to talk about that. Of course, we've got some guests today. Senator Steve Hershey will join us at 10 a.m. Talk about the audits and some other things in the state. Kit Hart from Moms for Liberty in Carroll County. Apparently, there are schools sending out gender and data surveys. So she said there's
in Carroll County.
She said there's a way to opt out of it. So she's going to go ahead and give the parents the know-how on that, because apparently that data is going to many different places. And wow. So she's going to give us the lowdown on what's going on there. And then, of course, lots of local topics. James Comey. We got a great show planned.
Well, a big smile on your face. What you write to James Comey. What we'll say, you got to get a conviction.
Apparently, James Comey and Candace Owens have a thing going on.
Oh, really? Oh, wow.
Smile just got bigger.
Candace didn't accuse James of being a woman, did she?
Hey, just smile just got bigger.
I don't know what she's done lately.
You never know. All right, thanks, Kim. 8:57.
Talk Radio 680 WCBM. Well, the Democrat Party has a little problem with messaging. They haven't quite figured out exactly where they are philosophically.
I hope these far-right podcasters come to their senses and recognize that this is not war. We do not divide this entire country based on political ideology.
Yeah, that's Daniel Goldman. This is not war. What about you, Chris Murphy?
We're in a war right now to save this country, and so you have to be willing to do whatever is necessary in order to save the country.
I see. So either we're not in a war or we are in a war, depending on which lefty you're listening to in any particular hour. Imagine trying to follow along if you're a Democrat.
But, you know, everybody, when they hear that, they think kinetic. They think kinetic war, that there's going to be violence in it. But we have been at war for decades. We've been
philosophical.
There's a philosophical, cultural war, spiritual war, and societal, social war. I mean, it's all been waged since the counter-revolution of the 60s.
Western civilization is worth fighting for.
Yeah.
Because that is, you take a look at Great Britain right now. Folks, if you've not taken a look at the political situation in Great Britain right now, do so over the weekend, because they're losing Western civilization.
That's just not Great Britain, it's France.
Yeah.
Germany is also, Spain to some extent.
Yeah. Well, here you go. Here's
Netherlands.
Here's an example in Great Britain. There's now a mosque in the further northernmost point in Great Britain. There are no Islamic people there. There is a mosque in the furthest southern point in Great Britain. There are no Islamic people there. The infrastructure is being put into place right now. And that is the state of Great Britain right now, as Western civilization is being subsumed by the Islamic philosophy, and they are very different philosophies, believe me.
Well, it's incompatible with our Constitution, and certainly with a lot of what Great Britain is going through.
Well, with Magna Carta,
we've seen this. The warnings have gone out, mass migration, Geert Wilders, and many others.
And Trump warned them just last week in Europe.
Yep.
You guys are going to get control of your borders, because you're losing your country.
You're ruining your country. countries. In fact, I think it's too late for the UK. The question is, are we going to learn from the lessons of what happened in Europe or not?
We'll see.
All right, have a great weekend. Stay tuned for Kim. We're back Monday morning at 6. Until then, God bless our troops. God bless America.
See you Monday.
This is the right choice for Maryland.